Are you gonna say something, Chief?
Guy, you gave the robber the money.
I know, Chief, but...
And then you let him get away.
Yeah, I goofed. I'm sorry.
Well, that's one goof too many, Guy. You just keep messing up. I can't have that.
What? Keep messing up? What? That's the only thing I've ever messed up.
Well, what about the time you tased an old lady for driving too slow?
Okay, well, she was asking for it. You know, I had somewhere to be, and she was going so slow.
I don't think I can keep dealing with these mistakes, Guy.
No, 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 Chief, I promise I won't mess up anymore.
I've heard it too many times, Guy. You're fired.
What? Fired? No, 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 Chief, please, I'll do anything.
There's nothing you can do, Guy. Now, just leave so I can enjoy my donut in peace.
Okay, sir. What, Chief? Chief, are you okay? What? Oh, no! Oh, my God, Chief, you're choking!
Help me!
What? I'm sorry, what?
Help me!
Are you saying hump me?
Help me!
Oh, Chief, I don't really know how to feel about that, but if it'll save my job, okay, like this?
Harder! Guy, you saved my life!
I did?
Yeah. You know what? You're not fired. In fact, tomorrow I'm gonna have a huge ceremony and give you a Medal of Honor.
Wow, thanks! Oh man, I gotta get nice and shaved for my award ceremony today. Well, I better touch up my mustache. No, 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 my mustache! My beautiful, beautiful mustache! Oh, it's gone. I accidentally shaved it off. You did this. Why did you have to scare me while I was shaving?
But boy, did you look handsome, my baby face boy.
No, Karen, I don't look handsome. I look like a freak. I look like my name is Joe or something.
But your name is Boiny Boiny.
Well, Karen, I have to go to an award ceremony today. How am I supposed to go looking like this?
Oh, Boiny, you look great. It'll be fine.
Okay. I guess I'll still go.
Hello, everybody. I've gathered you all here today to give a Medal of Honor to a police officer who saved my life. He's a true hero. Now, please welcome to the stage, Brooklyn T. Guy.
Hey, hey, everybody. Thank you, Chief.
Wait, who are you? I said Brooklyn T. Guy.
Well, yeah, that's me.
No. Brooklyn T. Guy has a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had one, like, yesterday, but then I accidentally shaved it off.
The real Brooklyn T. Guy would never shave his mustache. He's never shaved in all the years I've known him.
Well yeah, that's because it was an accident, so, yeah?
No. If you don't get off this stage right now, I'll have you arrested for impersonating a police officer.
But Chief, it's me!
Officers, arrest this man!
No.
Now, will the real Brooklyn T. Guy please come on stage and accept his award? And if you don't come on stage, I'll take that to mean that you regret saving me and you wanted to be fired in the first place. Hello?
Hey, it's me! It's me!
Get out of here, you!
Boiny, how was the award ceremony?
It sucked.
Where's your award, Boiny?
Oh, I didn't get an award, Karen, because nobody recognized me because I shaved my mustache.
Oh, that's silly, Boiny. Of course they would recognize you.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, Karen. But no, instead they tried to have me arrested for impersonating myself.
I'm sorry, Boiny. How can I make you feel better? I could make a favorite meal for dinner.
What? Favorite meal? What are you talking about, Karen? If I had a favorite meal, that would mean that you cooked something that I liked, which has never happened. And besides, I'm not worried about food right now. I'm worried that I can't be a cop anymore.
But you got other jobs, Boiny. You could be a doctor.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I could be a doctor.
So what meal should I cook you, Boiny?
You shouldn't cook anything. We should go through a drive-thru someplace. Any place that isn't you cooking.
Okay, Jeffy, shoot it.
Do you think I can make it from back here?
No.
Bet.
Oh, you made it! You made it!
I can make it from anywhere! I can make it rain out here!
What, you can make it from anywhere?
Yeah.
Can you make it from on top of the balcony?
Yeah.
Well, then do it then.
Alright.
Wow, Jeffy, you really think you can make it from up here?
Yeah, Junior, watch this.
Oh! Oh, you made it!
Yeah,
It's easy.
Well, I want to try.
Well, do you know what would be even cooler?
What?
Is if I was the ball and I tried to go through the net.
Oh, if you were the ball? Oh, my God. You should totally try that. Okay. One, two, three, go. What? Jeffy, are you okay?
Ah! Marvin, did you just hear Jeffy scream?
Yeah, I try to ignore it.
I jumped off the balcony and it hurt.
What?
Why would you do that?
Marvin, we need to call a doctor.
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Hey, who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? You called a doctor. It's me.
Marvin, who is this man?
I don't know. I've never seen him a day in my life.
Well, oh, come on. I'm the doctor. I'm over here all the time.
No, we called Brooklyn guy, not you.
Oh, it's the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache. Where's your mustache?
Well, no. It's me. I accidentally shaved off my mustache.
No. Brooklyn guy would never shave off his mustache.
Marvin, should we call the cops?
Yeah, we should call the cops.
Well, if you call the cops, it's just going to be me that shows up. Except it's not, because I got fired.
Okay, you know what to call the cops. Let's call the cops.
No. What's wrong with your kid?
But why do you want to know so bad?
Because I'm a doctor. I want to help.
No, you're impersonating a doctor. You're not the real doctor. We're going to call the cops. Where's Brooklyn guy?
No. Come on. He could be seriously hurt.
No, we don't care. Leave.
Okay, fine. I don't want to help your stupid kid anyway.
Oh, okay, we should call the cops, because I don't know who that man is.
He's a freak.
Ugh, this is so stupid. Nobody recognizes me without my mustache. What? Am I getting pulled over? Ugh, oh, my God. Really? I can't believe this.
All right. You have any idea why I pulled you over?
Wait. Simmons? What? It's me, Brooklyn guy.
You're not Brooklyn guy. That's my old partner's name.
What? But no. Simmons, it's me.
No, you're a doctor. Unless I had strep throat one time. Yeah, I got saw a doctor. Is that you?
No. Simmons, it's me. All I did was shave off my mustache.
I don't believe it. I'm going to need to see some identification.
Okay, fine. Here.
That's not you.
What do you mean it's not me? Of course it's me.
The guy in the picture has a mustache.
No, Simmons, it's me. All I did was shave.
Wait a minute. That says Brooklyn T. Guy. You're not Brooklyn T. Guy. What? You're impersonating an old police officer. Can you come in with me?
No, Simmons, no.
Marvin, what are we going to do about Jeffy?
I'm paralyzed from my toes down.
Hopefully he'll just sleep it off.
What? My phone's ringing.
Oh, is it another woman?
No. Hello?
You have a collect call from Brooklyn T. Guy. If you'd like to accept this call, say yes now.
Yes?
Hey man, you there?
Who is this?
It's Brooklyn Guy. I'm in jail. I really need you to bail me out.
But this isn't Brooklyn Guy. Brooklyn Guy has a mustache.
What? How could you possibly hear my mustache through the phone?
Brooklyn Guy has like a mustachey voice. You don't have a mustachey voice.
What are you talking about? Look, I need you to bail me out of jail. I'm in a lot of trouble.
I'm not going to bail out someone who's pretending to be my friend.
What? It's me!
No, it's not Brooklyn Guy. Brooklyn Guy has a mustache.
What? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's me, man. It's Brooklyn Guy.
Look, call someone else because it's not Brooklyn Guy.
Who is that, Marvin?
Just some inmate trying to get out of jail.
Thanks for bailing me out, Karen.
Why did you get arrested, Boydie?
Well, because people don't recognize me without my mustache. They think I'm somebody impersonating Brooklyn Guy.
So because you shaved your mustache off, people no longer recognize you?
Yeah, people are just stupid. They just don't know it's me.
Well, why don't you just grow your mustache back?
Well, that would take weeks. Well, wait a minute. I have an idea. I know how I could get a mustache right now.
Yeah. I ain't done. Oh, yeah, that'll work. I'm back, baby!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor earlier?
Oh, finally!
Thank God you're here, Brooklyn Guy.
Well, I was actually here earlier, but you didn't recognize me.
No, there was this guy earlier who was pretending to be you.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, check this out.
Ah! Oh, no, it's that crazy guy! He's back! Where's Brooklyn Guy? We gotta call the cops!
No. Watch.
Oh, thank God. Brooklyn Guy's back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you understand how insane you sound right now?
No. My son got hurt, and we really need your help.
Okay, I'll do that. But first, I think we just need to do this one more time.
Ah! It's that crazy guy!
Oh, no!
He's wearing a fake mustache! Where's Brooklyn Guy?
Hey, watch this.
Oh, thank God Brooklyn Guy's back.
Ah!
Okay, thank God he's back.
Ah!
Okay, Brooklyn Guy's back.
Ah!
I don't know what to believe anymore. Oh, my God.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to go home and wait for the mustache to grow back.
How was your day being a doctor, Boydie?
Pretty bad, Karen. People still don't recognize me.
Oh, my gosh. Why? What are you doing? My husband, get out of my house. Get out.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me, Karen! Okay, fine. I'll just sleep in the garage for a few weeks. Oh, man, I can't wait to watch the Miami Heat win tonight. Go Heat!
But, Boynie, aren't they down 3-1?
Well, yes, but that's because Jimmy Butler wants a challenge. You see, because the only team to come back from a 3-1 deficit was LeBron James, and Jimmy Butler wants to outdo him.
But, Boynie, what would happen if they were to lose?
They're not gonna lose, Karen. You know why? Because you can't spell heat without eat, which is what Jimmy Butler's gonna do to those nuggets, just like I'm gonna do to these nuggets. I'm gonna eat them up. Those nuggets suck. Well, not these nuggets. These nuggets are delicious. I mean, the Denver nuggets suck. Hey, Karen, guess what? It's Grimace's birthday today.
What?
You know, Grimace, Ronald McDonald's friend, today's his birthday.
Oh!
Yeah, it's his birthday, and you know what he wanted for his birthday? For the Heat to win!
I don't believe you, Boynie. I think you're lying.
No, I'm not lying, because me and Grimace are friends. We talk all the time. As a matter of fact, that's why he gave me his birthday shake.
Oh, I want one!
No, because you doubted the Heat, because we are going to win tonight because of Jimmy Buckets! He's going to make us win! He's going to beat those Nuggets! Watch, he's going to eat them up! Nom, 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 nom!
Hey, Boynie, who won your game? Why are you so sad, Boynie? Aw, you didn't finish your chicken nuggets? Did they hurt your belly? Well, who won your basketball game, Boynie?
The Nuggets.
Oh my God, the Heat lost? Is that why you're sad?
No, Karen. If we had lost together as a team, I wouldn't be sad. I'd say, well, we tried. No, Karen, I'm sad because Jimmy Butler decided to choke the biggest, fattest, girthiest, veiniest dick. Oh, he did, Karen. He did it right there out in the court in front of God and everybody. They even caught it on video. You want to see? I warn you, it's pretty graphic, so shield your eyes. There's Jimmy Butler. We're down by one. He's right under the goal. We just need a two-pointer. And then all of a sudden he goes, here you go, other team. You take the ball. Maybe you'll know what to do with it. I just want to start choking on giant throbbing...
Boynie!
Well, he did, Karen. You saw it.
Boynie, that one play didn't cost them the whole game.
No, you're right, Karen. It wasn't just that one play. It was also this one. See? We're down by 3. We just need a 3 to tie it. I don't know why the fuck they put the ball in Jimmy's hands. He's been sucking all night. And then Jimmy says, maybe if I throw the ball as fast as I can in the general direction of the goal while I'm covered and there's somebody right in my face, I can get back to sucking throbbing, veiny, giant...
Boynie, cut it out!
Well, Karen, you saw the footage!
Boynie, they always have next year.
No, they don't, Karen. We weren't even supposed to be here this year. We just got lucky.
But what about Himothy? Himothy
cost us the game. Himmy should have just stayed his ass on the bench. We were doing better without him.
Boynie, you don't mean that. You love him.
Loved, past tense. I hate him now.
But Boynie, what about the back of your joy? You say you want to marry him.
Yeah, well, now I want a divorce.
Well, what did I do?
From him, Karen.
Boynie, I think you just need to go lie down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lie down on the railroad tracks in front of a train so I get run over.
Boynie!
I'm gonna go take a shower, because I've been wearing this garbage bag all night, and I probably smell like shit, because Jimmy was playing like shit. Are you fucking kidding me, Jimmy?
Boynie, you're gonna have to turn the water on if you're gonna take a shower.
No, I don't. My tears will be the water.
Boynie, it's just a game!
No, that wasn't even a game. That was just hand the ball to the Denver Nuggets so they can score and win and get their rings while Jimmy claps for them and hands them their trophy, and don't forget he sucked them all off.
Boynie, don't stop that again, and take your jersey off! It's gonna get wet!
I can't take it off. It's melted to my body from the heat of that giant steaming shit pile that Jimmy left out on the court. You know, I didn't even know he was that backed up. It's probably from all the coffee.
What?
Have I told you about the coffee yet?
No, Boynie! You're talking nonsense. Either take a shower or get out.
Okay.
Hey, Boynie, I know it'll make you feel better. Do you want to fool around?
I'm going to explain the coffee thing. So Jimmy has his own coffee company called Big Face Coffee, and he wants to be the biggest coffee brand in the world.
Well, that's not going to beat Starbucks, Boynie. I love them.
Yeah, maybe he should focus on playing basketball. You know, because he's a basketball player. Maybe if you win a goddamn championship, people will want to drink your coffee, Jimmy. Imagine this. Imagine saying, I'm drinking NBA champion Jimmy Butler's coffee. Doesn't that sound better than I'm drinking NBA loser Jimmy Butler's coffee? You can't even beat Nuggets, Jimmy. How you expect to beat Frappuccinos? Pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice with sweet bus.
Okay, Boynie, calm down. Let's just get some sleep.
God Damn it, Jimmy. Get your priorities straight.
Boydie!
No, I'm just trying to do the math. Do the math here with me, Karen. Let me figure this out.
I don't want to do the math, Boydie.
No, we're going to figure this out. Tell me why on game day he would decide to play cards with his friends while drinking coffee instead of going down to the court at 5 o'clock in the morning and shooting some hoops. You know, that's Kobe shit, but not Jimmy Butler. No, he wants to drink as much coffee as he can so he can have big IBS shits during the game.
Boydie, if you're not going to bed, leave the room because I'm tired.
You know who's not tired? Jimmy Butler, because he's been drinking coffee all day and he didn't use up that energy on the court. So, I wonder where all that energy's going. Oh, I know. I bet he's going to use all that energy to suck big, fat, girthy...
Good night, Boynie!
Didn't try. What the fuck was that? I could do that. Pay me $100 million to throw a ball at a hoop and just hope and drink coffee and play cards with my buddies.
Hey, Dad!
Oh, no, don't look, Penelope. You're not old enough. Daddy's watching an adult movie.
No, you're not. You're just watching basketball.
No, I'm watching Naughty Coffee Barista takes on Burly Five-Man Basketball Team.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't see what that grown man is doing to all the men on that other team?
Missing a bunch of basketball shots?
Oh, yeah, he's doing a lot of that, but where is his mouth?
What?
Well, you see, Penelope, when two basketball players love each other very much, they suck each other off, and Jimmy must love the Nuggets because he's the only one sucking.
Ew, Dad!
Go get me my lighter.
What?
Go get me my goddamn lighter and a pen and some lighter fluid.
Why?
Just go get it.
Okay. Here, Dad, why did you want all this stuff?
I'm burning my jersey.
Don't you think you're taking this basketball game a little too seriously?
Hey, well, at least somebody's taking it seriously, because Jimmy sure didn't. He thought that was practice. He thinks the game's tomorrow.
Is it?
No, it was tonight, and they lost, because Jimmy thought it was opposite day. He thought the team with the least points won. He thought he was playing golf.
Oh, so he lost?
Penelope, get the hell out of here. You're starting to piss me off.
Fine!
I loved this jersey. But Jimmy doesn't love basketball. No, he loves coffee. So this is what happens to this jersey. I'm sure I put a lot of this on there. I want it to burn nice and good. Goodbye, Jimmy. Well, at least some heat showed up today.
That's not funny, Boynie. You could have burned the house down.
I didn't say it was funny. None of this is funny.
Cut the crap, Boynie, and take your sad eyes off.
Oh, I'm afraid the sad eyes are going to stay.
For how long?
For a very long time, until Jimmy Butler wins a championship.
Boynie, that might never happen.
Oh, it won't. Believe me, I know it won't.
Boynie, why don't you become like a Brooklyn Nets fan, you know, because of your name, Brooklyn T-Guy?
Wait, you know my name? Then why do you always call me Boynie? I thought you didn't know my name.
I don't call you Boynie. I call you Boynie.
Why don't you call me Brooklyn? Because that's my name.
But I like calling you Boynie. It's a thing.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan. Who am I going to root for? Seth Curry? The lesser of the Currys? The underachieving one? He's the brother of Steph Curry, and I guess if you say his name fast enough, it sounds like that.
I think you got that wrong, Boynie. Stephanie's a girl's name.
Well, look, I'm not going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Well, Boynie, why don't you go back to work? Get your mind off things.
Yeah, there's an idea. Everybody should do what they're paid to do, because it's their job, and not just throw it all away so that they can make coffee.
Have you even tried this coffee, Boynie?
I don't know where the fuck to buy it.
Miami?
Oh, that would make sense. Well, maybe if he won a championship, people would know where to buy his coffee. But yes, you're right. Maybe I'll try to go to work.
Boynie, put your clothes on!
Hey, nurse, what do you got for me?
Chester Cheetah overdosed on Cheeto dust again.
Oh, man, Chester.
I think we should give him some Narcan and try to resuscitate him.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Hey, could you check out this coffee I made in the break room?
Doctor, I think we should focus on the patient.
Yeah, you would think that we should probably do that because that's our jobs and that's what we get paid to do. But I want to try to start a coffee company.
Doctor, I think we're losing him.
Just try it real quick. Come on, take
it. It smells like a crappy cup of coffee.
Do you think I could beat Starbucks?
Doctor, I think we lost him.
Oh. Well, never mind, then.
How was your day at work, Boynie?
Well, I did a better job than Jimmy. I only killed one person. He killed the hearts of every Miami Heat fan.
You killed someone today, Boynie?
Yeah, I tried the Jimmy method. I got to work and then started my own coffee company.
What does that have to do with killing someone?
What does it have to do with basketball? Aren't they supposed to drink Gatorade or some shit? You know, coffee's a diuretic. He was probably dehydrated as fuck. I've never seen after the Super Bowl people run up and dump a bunch of coffee on their coach and give them third-degree burns.
Boynie, leave Jimmy Butler alone.
Okay.
I mean it, Boynie.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Not pouting like you.
Yeah, of course not. He got paid $100 million just to drink coffee and give the ball to the other team. What? I'll get it.
Are you gonna go get it, Boynie?
Yeah.
Go!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was giving a Jimmy amount of effort.
Ugh.
Hello?
Hello there.
Jimmy Butler? What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in all the Denver Nuggets houses blowing them?
Well, I came by to explain myself.
Oh, good, because I was really wondering why the hell you played like dog shit tonight.
Well, you see, the Denver Nuggets have never won a championship before. But see, the Miami Heat, we've won 3. So I felt bad and I let them win.
Well, that does explain why you passed the ball directly to the other team when we were only down by 1.
Yeah, I tried to hide that the best I could, but whoops.
Whoops, yeah, yeah, whoops. Well, I mean, I guess I understand why you let them win, but did you really have to suck them off, too?
Well, listen, see, I'll try harder next season, and I'll win it all.
Okay, well, that is good to know.
Yeah, you want to buy some coffee?
I would not, but I actually really recommend that you take this and drink this instead on game day.
Well, no, thank you. I like my coffee.
Please, please take this.
No, the coffee's good for me.
No, I'm literally begging you, Jimmy.
No, you hold on to that for me.
Maybe practice next time?
No, see you next season.
Okay, Jimmy, he didn't take it.
Who was at the door, Boynie?
Oh, nobody. Just a coffee salesman.
At this time of night?
Yeah.
Was it Jimmy Butler?
It was Jimmy Butler, yeah. Oh, no, that's fine, Karen. I just spent half my life savings to buy a courtside ticket to Game 6 to watch the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics.
Why did you spend half our life savings on basketball tickets?
Well, I spent half of my life savings because you just sit on the couch. You don't really do anything. But yeah, I did.
Boynie, do you really think it's worth it?
Is it worth it to go watch the Miami Heat win the Eastern Conference and smell Jimmy's ass as he runs by me? Yeah, I think it is, Karen.
Well, Boynie, I guess if it means that much to you, it'll be nice for us to go together. When do we leave?
We? No. That was for one ticket, just for me.
Boynie, you spent $100,000 on one ticket?
Well, yeah, Karen, I can't bring you. I don't want Jimmy to know I'm married, so whenever he wins and he lifts up that trophy, I can show him my jersey that says, Jimmy Butler, marry me, and he'll kiss me on the lips.
Boynie, that man is not gonna marry you.
Yeah, he will.
And besides, you're already married, Boynie, to me.
Well, he's not gonna know that, because when we're on the flight over to Denver, I'm gonna send you divorce papers.
Boynie, what if they lose?
They're not gonna lose, Karen. Nobody has ever blown a 3-0 lead.
Oh my god, Boynie, you're just not making any sense.
Yeah, well, people don't make sense when they have a heat stroke. So you just stay here and watch the game. But don't be surprised if the TV melts from all the heat.
Oh my god, he's lost his mind!
I can't believe I'm at Game 6 at the Eastern Conference Finals! Oh my god, Jimmy's gonna win and go on to the finals! Go, Jimmy, go! Jimmy Butler, I love you! Have my baby, Jimmy! Marry me! That's Jimmy Butler right there! I get to see him in the flesh!
Jimmy!
Jimmy wins the game, Jimmy! Go to the finals, Jimmy! Jimmy, I promise I'll do anything for you, Jimmy! Oh my god, Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Pull your dick out, Jimmy. Pull your dick out, Jimmy. Come on. Come on, pull your dick out. Slap him with it. Oh, there it is. There's his dick. There it is. And slap. That's Jimmy fucking Butler. He just pulled his big dick out. That's Jimmy Buckets. That's Jimmy. That's him. He's going to win it all. We're going to win. Jimmy, I love you. I love you, Jimmy. I'll eat your ass. I'm the mom, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Play some D, Jimmy. You got a hot dick, Jimmy. Come on, play some D.
Play some D.
Come on, hey. Come on. Come on, Jimmy. Get on him, Jimmy. Get on him, Jimmy. Block it.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Pass it to Jimmy. Just pass it to Jimmy. Why would you not give it to Jimmy? What was that? What was that? What was that? That was a foul. He should have passed it to Jimmy Butler. Oh, here he comes. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. Come on! Shoot the three! Oh! Jimmy Bucket! Jimmy! Oh my god, it's a 2-point game! With only 16 seconds left! Come on, guys! You can do this! For the lead! For the win! Come on, Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy! Please do it, Jimmy! That's 3 shots! 3 shots! 3 shots! That's 3 shots! It is determined that he gets to take 3 shots! Ah!
Butler! Jimmy! Jimmy, you got three shots! Jimmy, listen! Jimmy! If you make these three shots, you go to the NBA Finals! I believe in you, Jimmy! I love you so goddamn much!
Shh! Shh! Shh!
Everybody shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Everybody shut up!
Please shut the fuck up! Jimmy's about to shoot. He needs quiet. Quiet. Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. I love you. I know you got this. Pick you, Jimmy. Just make it.
Jimmy!
Jimmy Buckets! Jimmy Buckets! Yeah, everybody shut up!
Try to focus.
Screaming.
Jimmy Butler, you're the best! You hear me? Jimmy! Make it! Make it! Please make it!
Oh! Jimmy! Jimmy!
Only two more! Jimmy! Oh my god, he made it! Jimmy! 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 Jimmy Bucket! Oh my god! Oh my god! Everybody shut the fuck up! Everybody shut the fuck up! Tyler, shut the fuck up!
Hey kid! Put your shirt back on! Just one more shot! Tyler! Shut up!
Jimmy, I know you got this. I believe.
I love you! Jimmy Butler!
Move, ref! I can't see!
That's right, take my fucking picture! I was here, bitch! I just wanted Jimmy Butler win it, because he's a goddamn goal! I can't believe it! We're winning by one!
Stop celebrating. There's 3 seconds left. We can still lose.
Calm down.
Look at Derek White. More like Derek White my ass. What's he even doing here? Get out of here, loser. Doesn't even know how to play basketball.
We won! Yeah! What? 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 Wait. Wait. What happened? Did he make it? What? How? 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 Wait. No fucking way!
I can't believe it. They lost.
They lost! Fuck! Fuck! This is the worst day of my fucking life!
I came here just to lose. I want to die. I'm going to kill myself.
How was it, Boynie?
Shitty.
I know, Boynie, because I watched it, and I watched you lose us $100,000!
Well, look, Karen, don't you think I feel bad enough? I just went all the way over to Miami just to watch them lose with 0.2 seconds left to the Boston Suckdicks.
You're right, Boynie. I'm sorry I yelled.
Well, if you're mad now, it's only going to get worse, because I just bet the rest of our life savings that Miami's going to win Game 7.
What, did you just bet the rest of our money on a team that just lost?
Hey, look, Karen, no team has ever blown a 3-0 lead, okay? And Jimmy's not gonna go out like a bitch. He's a warrior.
But they just lost, Boynie.
That was a fluke, Karen. They put extra seconds on the board. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Boynie, if they lose, though, we'll lose everything. We'll lose the house, we'll lose our money, and I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, that sounds like a win-win to me. I mean, I lose my faith in Jimmy, but I also lose you, and I can start a new life. And hey, if I win, I get $300,000.
Oh, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, and I can use that money to buy an engagement ring so Jimmy will marry me.
Boynie, I don't think you thought this through.
Oh, I've thought the whole thing through, Karen. The wedding, the honeymoon. We're gonna have a honeymoon in Cancun, and then we're gonna settle down and have a nice little family of Asian kids, because we're gonna adopt. But don't worry, there will be a lot of sex.
Okay, that's very nice, Boynie, but why didn't you save that money so that you could go to Game 7?
Well, I'm bad luck, apparently, because Jimmy was eye-fucking the shit out of me the whole game. I kept saying, Jimmy, Jimmy, the game's over there. And then he blew me a kiss, and I caught it. A little bit of tongue. But that's why I don't want to go to Game 7, because I don't want to distract him. He needs to be focused.
Okay, Boynie, when's the next game?
It's in a couple days. Now, I'm going to go meditate in the closet and pray to Himmy. Just don't bother me.
Himmy. Himmy.
Boynie.
Himmy.
Boynie, the game's about to start. It's been 2 days.
Fuck yeah. It's time.
All right, Karen, I'm ready. Hey, could you turn the heater on? I want it nice and hot in here for the heat.
Boynie, what's with the hot dog?
Well, Jimmy has never lost a game while I was sitting on this couch eating a 12-inch hot dog while meat-riding him. People say I meat-ride Jimmy Butler, and they're right. I do tricks on that thing. This right here, that's Jimmy's wiener. Actually, I bet it's even bigger than this. Wow, that is something.
Boynie, that's
gross.
Have you seen the remote, Karen? I don't want to miss the game.
Well, Boydie, why don't you look at the TV?
What are these highlights from the last game? Wait, did they already win?
Yeah, Boydie, they won! Aren't you excited? You won all that money!
But I wanted to see Jimmy go crazy.
But Boydie, they won! Aren't you happy?
Well, yeah, but why didn't you come get me?
Because I was going to leave you in that closet forever, Boynie, if they lost. But they won!
Yeah, they did win. Jimmy actually did it. Go, Jimmy! You think he won because I was in the closet meditating?
Oh, yeah, Boynie, definitely.
So I should be in the closet for every game?
Yes, Boynie, and save us all that money.
Oh, I'm going to do that from now on. Screw this hot dog. It's nugget time. This is what Jimmy Butler's going to do to the Denver Nuggets. He's going to rub them on his balls, then he's going to eat them. The Nuggets suck. Actually, they're pretty good. Actually, they're very good. I'll be surprised if we win one single game.
You don't think we're going to win, Boynie?
No, I don't.
Well, I hope we win.
Oh, I do, too. If we win the finals, I'm going to get 22 tattooed on my back, and then I'm going to get property of Jimmy Butler tattooed on my butt, and then I'm going to have him do a hand turkey in my left ass cheek like a kindergartner.
Now I hope they lose.
Lose? Jimmy doesn't know the meaning of the word lose.
He almost blew a 3-0 lead, Boynie.
But did he? No, he didn't. So shut up. I don't want to hear that ever again, okay? Get out of here with that weak shit. They're not going to lose. But I'm going to be in the closet for the next few days until the finals start. And I'm going to take these nuggets with me because I haven't eaten in 2 days. So I'll be in the closet eating nuggets. Oh, yeah. Just one more thing. One more thing real quick. Go eat!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Cry!
Why are you guys so sad?
Because Tom Brady lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
More like cowgirls!
I hate them!
Junior, don't you like the Cowboys, too?
No, I've never liked the Cowboys.
Well, then why do you have this Cowboys wallet?
My grandma got it for me. I grew up a Cowboys fan. Listen, I'm just sad that Tom Brady lost to him.
Yeah, he went out sad, dude.
Blown the hell out.
Yeah, bent over.
What, Tom Brady got bent over? I didn't hear about that. When did that happen?
We're just sad that he lost, Cody.
Well, do you think he's going to retire?
Yeah, probably.
I know. We'll never see him play again.
Well, I mean, he is 45 years old, so that makes sense.
Oh.
The news.
Breaking news! Tom Brady was eliminated from the playoffs 2 days ago, and now he's holding a press conference to announce his retirement.
Oh, I'm not retiring.
But you're not retiring?
No, I'm going to keep playing football till I'm 60 years old.
Well, what team are you going to play for?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to keep playing football until I win 30 Super Bowls.
Yay! Look, guys, he's going to keep playing football.
Damn it!
Fuck!
Well, I thought you guys would be happy.
No, Cody, we wanted him to retire.
Yeah, dude, this is too agonizing.
You guys were literally just sad that he was going to stop playing.
Obviously, we're sad that he lost to the Cowboys, Cody, but that doesn't mean we want him to keep playing football.
Yeah, he's super old, dude. He could die at any moment.
What is he going to do? Wait till he's 60 years old and then die on the field that his kids have to grow up without a dad? He already lost his wife, Cody. He should retire and spend time with his kids.
Well, maybe he just loves playing football.
No. He doesn't love playing football. No man loves 300-pound men grabbing on you.
Well, I wouldn't say no man.
Listen, he's clearly unhappy, Cody.
He looks pretty happy to me, and he has millions of dollars.
No. He has a mental problem. Look, there's something wrong with his brain. He has like a curse on him that'll make him not stop playing football, and we need to help him retire.
Yeah, dude, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, how are you gonna help him retire?
Well, we could break both his legs.
What?
Oh, I was thinking the same thing, dude.
Listen, Cody, when a football player breaks his leg, his career's usually over. So if we break both of Tom Brady's legs, he's going to have to retire.
But, guys, I don't condone any of
this. Now, listen, Cody, look. He's going to be laying in a hospital bed with both his legs snapped in half, and his kid's going to be like, "You done, Daddy?" And he's like, "I'm done, kids." And like, "Yay, Daddy!" And they're going to run off in the sunset. And he's going to thank us later, Cody.
Okay, well, how are you going to break his legs?
I got a bat.
Ooh, a bat.
Okay, maybe I asked the wrong question. How are you going to get Tom Brady over here so you can break his legs?
We got to, like, lure him in with something that he likes.
Yeah.
He likes football.
No, he doesn't.
God, he doesn't listen.
He's under a curse, Cody. He doesn't like football. Cody, go on his Instagram and see if he posts anything on his story that he might like.
Okay, I'm on his Instagram story.
What'd he post?
Well, he has a picture of his dog on his crotch, and it says, "Always looking for meat." That caption is crazy. Always looking for meat is crazy.
Well, he just likes his dog.
I mean, yeah, but always looking for meat, like, that's just crazy.
Come on, dude. You know Brady got that thing on him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. It just seems crazy. Let's see. Lua loving her boy toy? What the hell? What? Is he calling himself a boy toy?
He just likes his dog, Cody.
I guess. Who's a good boy? Junior, this is crazy.
And Molly, he just likes dogs, so I got an idea. We go to the shelter, we adopt the dog, we put it on Instagram, he'll come over and want to pet it.
Well, a lot of people have dogs. That doesn't mean Tom Brady just shows up at their house.
No, look, we'll tell him that the dog's looking for meat.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that could work.
All right, so let's go to the shelter and adopt the dog.
Okay.
All right, guys, we got a dog.
Junior, I can't believe we adopted a dog just so you can break Tom Brady's legs.
We're helping Tom Brady, Cody.
Dude, what are we going to name it?
Puffball Jenkins.
Ooh, I like the name. Sophisticated.
Wait, why is it sniffing and licking me?
Oh, you know it's looking for meat, dude.
Oh, yeah, the post. Okay, Joseph, grab my phone.
Okay.
All right, Cody, hold him down.
Okay.
Take it, Joseph.
Okay, dude, I got you. Oh, dude, this is a sweet pick.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's like, it's just like Tom Brady's post.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, this feels wrong.
No, Tom Brady did that post. We're just trying to get his attention. Joseph, post it on my story.
Oh, I got you, bro.
Tom Brady will be here any minute. That's Tom Brady!
No way.
Tom Brady?
Huh, I wish I was Tom Brady. Now, I sprained my pinky in high school, so I never went pro. But if I didn't sprain my pinky, I'd be 10 times better than Tom Brady. Oh, by the way, did you post this on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I posted that.
Yeah, okay, well, that is crazy. I mean, that picture with that caption, always looking for meat, that is just insane, man.
Well, I was just trying to get Tom Brady's attention.
No, no, this is crazy. I'm gonna have to check on that dog, see if it's okay.
Well, no, the dog is okay.
I'm gonna have to come check.
Okay, I'm just gonna make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich real quick. I took my shirt off because I don't want it to get dirty with all the peanut butter and jelly. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You're a dog. Hold on. Let me just get a glob of peanut butter. Oh, God. Ow, 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 God. Ow, ow, ow. Get off me. Get off me. Get off me. Ow, ow, ow.
What's going on here?
Get this dog off of me.
Oh, get off, Puffball Jenkins.
What the hell is going on in here? I was just trying to get a PBJ. Well, a peanut butter BJ. Kid, what is wrong with you? You are sick. No, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, then why is there peanut butter on your wang? Well, I don't know. That's where the spoon fell. Oh, yeah, very coincidental.
Oh, no, officer, listen. The dog is always looking for meat, not peanut butter.
Okay, I think I need to take this dog away from you.
No. We need this dog to break Tom Brady's legs.
What? I don't know what you kids are talking about, but this dog is not safe here. Come on, Puffball Jenkins. Let's get you to a safe home.
They took our dog, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Where were you at, Joseph?
I was at Sonic.
No, that sounds way better than the peanut butter and jelly sandwich I was gonna make.
Wait, why do you have peanut butter in your crotch, dude?
Oh, I tried to make a PB&J and then a dog attacked me. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go clean myself up.
Oh, dude, where's the dog?
Oh, the cops came and took him.
Wait, the cops came? Oh, man, thank God I wasn't here, because I have a warrant. I would have started shooting. Someone would have died.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
I'm
not gonna do it. Yeah, say bless you. Wait, that's for sneezes.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Anyway, Cody, you put on a new shirt.
Yeah, so?
But your shirt's right here. What happened?
I don't know, you guys just fell asleep.
Oh, dude, I got a headache.
I can't remember anything.
Good. Well, since the dog thing didn't work out, how are you guys gonna get Tom Brady over here?
Oh, yeah, we still gotta get Tom Brady's attention. What else does Tom Brady like?
Football?
No, he doesn't like football, Cody.
Yes, he does, Junior.
Dude, he might be right this time.
Okay, Cody, since Tom Brady likes football, how are we gonna get his attention with that?
Well, Tom Brady still wants to play, right? So maybe if we made like a highlight reel of showing how good Joseph is at catching footballs, that would get Tom Brady's attention and he'd come over to sign him.
Dude, I always wanted to be a celebrity. Oh, dude, let's do it.
Okay, well, I mean, that actually might work. All right, so let's grab a camera, let's grab a football, and Joseph, catch some footballs.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, Cody, make sure to get the really good angles of Joseph making these catches.
Oh, don't worry, Junior. Me and my boyfriend have had a lot of practice with the camera. We should start an OnlyFans.
All right, Joseph, go long!
All right, dude! I'm open, dude! Eat breast got in my kitchen! I'm trying to make scorching hot Pringles!
Oh, this shot's gonna be hot.
Ah, dude,
ow.
God, Cody, why did you have to get in my way? I would have definitely made it to ESPN. Catching a ball over the fire? Dang!
Yeah, why'd you have to get in his way, Cody?
Junior, that was a shit throw and you know it.
Well, the doctor's on his way.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. I have this sore in my mouth. It's like on the side and it burns. I play with it with my tongue, but I don't like it.
No, that's okay. It's just a cold sore. It'll go away in a few days.
All right, thank you.
All right, if that's all you needed. Excuse me? Oh my God, kid, you are burned to a crisp. What happened?
My friend sucks at throwing.
No, you suck at being a cameraman. Listen, doctor, we were trying to make a highlight reel for Tom Brady because we wanted him to try to sign my friend, right? And so we were trying to throw the football over the fire and Cody got in the way and fell into the fire.
Oh, man, kids, playing with fire is really dangerous. Somebody could have gotten seriously hurt.
Excuse me?
Oh, right. Yeah, you did get seriously hurt. Well, this is why you don't do that kind of thing. Huh. I feel like I should say something else. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No, that's not it.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away? Yeah, that's it. I'm afraid of apples.
iPhone.
Ah!
iPad.
Ah!
iPod.
Ah!
Oh, well, yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah, apples, see. Okay, well, if that's all you need... excuse me, can you help me? Oh, right, yeah, sorry, kid. I'll give you a full body cast for your burns.
Yes, please, I'm in so much pain.
You feeling better, Cody?
A little bit.
Well, kid, since you have burns on 98% of your body, I guess that makes you eligible for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So what do you want to wish for? You can meet anybody or do pretty much anything.
Oh, Cody, ask to meet Tom Brady, and then we can break his legs.
Junior, that seems wrong.
Do it, Cody.
I want to meet Tom Brady.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, I can get Tom Brady over here. Wait a minute. Don't you have a warrant?
Ah! I'm out of here, dude!
I'll get you, kid! Okay, yeah, I'll go get Tom Brady over here.
Oh, good going, Cody.
Hey there, I'm Tom Brady. I heard there was a sick kid here who wanted to meet me.
Yeah, Tom, I did.
Hey, how about I give you a smooch? Mwah. Well, that was just a peck. Let's go in for another. Mwah. There you go. Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm Tom Brady. What are you doing with that hammer?
Ow, 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 my legs, my precious legs. Ow, you broke both my legs.
I'm sorry, Tom, it was for your own good. Doctor, come in here.
Well, Tom, you broke both your legs and that kid did it, but you're not pressing charges, so I'm gonna go.
Tom, why are you not pressing charges?
Well, because it's not his fault.
Well, yeah, it is. He broke your legs on purpose.
Are you gonna retire now, Tom?
No, of course not. Imagine winning a Super Bowl while in a wheelchair. I'll be the Super Goat, the first NFL player to win a Super Bowl while in a wheelchair.
So you don't want to retire?
Nope.
You don't want to spend time with your kids?
No, that's lame. You know what isn't lame? Super Bowls.
You don't want to, like, enjoy life?
Super Bowls is life.
You don't want to, like, spend time on the beach with your millions of dollars?
No, not unless there's a Super Bowl on the beach. Oh, that'd be cool. There should be a Super Bowl underwater, on the moon.
Okay.
Always follow your dreams, kids.
Well, Junior, you didn't get Tom Brady to retire.
I guess there's nothing that'll make him retire.
Yeah. Always looking for meat, though, is crazy, right? Like, that's a crazy caption. We can all agree that's crazy.
Wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach?
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten and we have to pass because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sake, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah. I am. I came to check on these imbeciles.
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school. Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it. All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, go.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait. One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Come on, Cody, you're gonna fail.
got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool.
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oh, see, I dropped it.
Clumsy ass, I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay.
All right, Cody, well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo, yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior, your word starts with the letter X.
Hmm, is it X-ray?
Correct, you got it right, you passed.
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's going to get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior. Well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has two O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh boobies?
No, Junior, O, not ooh, O.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl?
No.
Owls go hoot, hoot.
No.
Hoot.
No, Junior, no. Oh,
he fails.
Wait, no, one more guess, one more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. Okay, Junior, try again and... Oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No, Junior. It's elbow.
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument.
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I fail kindergarten?
Yeah, you fail kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Looks like you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elk skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick.
Here you go, sir. Here's your chicken Alfredo.
Oh, looks delicious.
And also, here's you guys' chicken wonton tacos. Let me know if you need anything.
Oh, yummy.
What the hell are you doing?
Are you eating chicken wonton taco?
No, the hell you aren't. I ordered those chicken wonton tacos.
I'm pretty sure Vladimir ordered chicken wonton taco.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're full of shit.
Okay. Waiter?
Yes, sir?
Who ordered chicken wonton tacos?
I think it was...
Choose your words very carefully.
Yes, sir. Choose your words very carefully.
I remember it being... Well, they're an appetizer, so they're for the table to share.
They share nothing.
Neither do I.
You give me wonton tacos or our deal is off.
Well, it looks like our deal is off.
Okay, fine. I don't want your nooks anyway.
Fine. I did not want your oil anyway.
Well, good. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Good.
What? Chucky, did we just call off a major nuclear deal?
It won't hit Rukarok, baby.
You two crazy Chinese sons of bitches actually did it. You got them to cancel their whole deal.
Well, it was the chicken wonton tacos.
Listen, I don't know what you're trying to say to me and your Chinese, but you two boys are officially American citizens. Go out there and live the American dream.
Okay.
Marvin, where did they take you guys? I was so worried.
Listen, baby, it's been a long day. Everything's fine. I just want to lay down and relax.
Well, I'm glad you two are home. Hey, you know what? When you guys were away, I was the best at iSpy. And you know what? I tried it, and it turns out I love the Chinese.
No, don't say that.
I think you and I need to talk. You should have a Coke.
Oh, goddammit.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, you know-
know the NBA Finals is on tonight.
Yeah, let's watch basketball.
Oh, I just love watching sweaty guys run around and put balls in holes. You know what's crazy? Whoever puts the most balls in holes wins. It's awesome.
Penelope, you want to watch basketball with us?
No, Junior. I don't have time to watch TV. I have to read my book on how to be a millionaire fast.
Girls can't be millionaires unless their name is Oprah.
Ooh, my black queen.
You know what, Junior? I will be a millionaire by the time I graduate college.
Yeah, right. Like you're going to college.
Yes, huh, Junior? Girls go to college to get more knowledge, and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Wait a minute. We get to go to Jupiter?
What?
She just said boys go to Jupiter, so we can actually go? I thought Jupiter was a gas giant. How would we land on there?
We can't.
But she just said boys go to Jupiter, and she's reading a book, so obviously she's smart. So what are you talking about? We can go to Jupiter right now?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah, yeah. Totally go to Jupiter, Junior, because that's possible. Good luck with that.
Guys, you just heard Penelope say it's possible for us to go to Jupiter.
I think she just said boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider because it rhymed.
No, no, no. She wasn't reading Dr. Seuss. She was reading a smart book. I think she knows what she's talking about. Guys, I did not know boys could go to Jupiter. Is that what they do in Boy Scouts?
No.
Because I would have joined Boy Scouts and got touched to go to Jupiter.
Oh, yeah, just to go to space, then.
Yeah, we get to go to Jupiter? Like, no one tells us stuff like this. Like, they always say that we have to go to college, but they never told us that Jupiter is an option.
They always hide the good stuff, dude.
I know.
How the hell are we supposed to go to Jupiter?
I don't know, but apparently we all get to go to Jupiter because we're boys. I think Jupiter's better than college.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to call NASA and ask them how we get our ticket to Jupiter.
Hey there, somebody call an astronaut?
We did. Wait, why are you wearing your helmet if you're not in space?
Oh, well, I don't really get to go to space very often, so I just wear this helmet so I can feel cool.
Why don't you get to go to space? I thought that's all astronauts got to do.
No, see, we don't really have the same funding that we used to, so I only really get to wear the spacesuit whenever I'm doing kids' birthday parties or somebody paid to have lunch with an astronaut. Is that what we're doing here? We having lunch? Because please no chicken salad. I'm still full from all the chicken salad I had earlier for another kid's lunch. Oh, and no grapes, too, because he kept wanting me to eat grapes with him, and grapes hurt my stomach, so no grapes. So we having lunch or what?
No, we want to go to Jupiter.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, planets are fun.
No, like, we want to go in a space shuttle and go to Jupiter.
I mean, hey, you can go anywhere in your imagination.
No, like, we really actually want to go to Jupiter because there's a saying that says boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so we want to go to Jupiter.
Well, you can't.
Look, we know you got to get touched to go to outer space, so, what's up?
Yeah, I'll pull my pants down right now. Just touch it, I'll go to space.
What are you talking about?
The Boy Scouts! They get touched, they get to go to space.
No, they don't.
Well, then how did the guy from Subway go to space?
He didn't go to space, he went to prison.
Well, listen, we want to go to Jupiter because apparently a bunch of boys have been to Jupiter to get more stupider, and if they got to go, we want to go too.
I assure you, nobody has been to Jupiter. Thank you.
Okay, well, then why can't we go to Jupiter? Why do they say the stupider line?
Well, because it rhymes. Thank you.
Okay, listen, I bet you there's boys on Jupiter right now, you just don't want to send us.
No, look, I could put all your asses on a space shuttle and just kind of shoot it at Jupiter. That's a thing I could do, but I'm not going to do that.
Why won't you do it? Because you can't? You're not allowed? You're not a high enough astronaut to do that?
No, I can do it.
Fine. If you're not cool enough, you can't do it.
No, I can send, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll send all of you to Jupiter. Sure, let's go to Jupiter. Everybody wants to go to Jupiter? Come on, let's go to Jupiter. Follow me.
Let's go, guys.
Yes.
All right, welcome to a room in the Kennedy Space Center. See, you can tell that's where we are because of the space background. You know, I actually made that myself. I bought a black sheet from Walmart, and then I hung it up on a wall, and then I cut some stars out of yellow construction paper, and then I taped them up there. My manager said it was pretty neat. He said, I'd give you a gold star, but it looks like you made some yourself. And that made me feel pretty good. I had my head held up high for the rest of the day. And don't tell anybody, but he gave me extra apple slices in the cafeteria, and Cleotis didn't get any. Cleotis is the janitor, and he has to clean up my construction paper mess.
So you really don't go to space, do you?
No, it's all pretty much just arts and crafts and lunches. It's a lot like preschool.
Oh, well, can we please go to Jupiter, please?
Yeah, okay, I just need you guys to sign these waivers and, don't read them. Like, seriously, don't. Like, please, please do not read them. And while you guys are signing those, I'll go get your spacesuits ready.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, let's sign these things.
Okay, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is my manager says I get 30 extra minutes of recess after lunch. But the bad news is I only have 2 spacesuits, so that means one of you can't go.
Oh, it's all good, homie. I read the waiver anyway, and I'm not going.
What, Joseph, you're not gonna go to space?
Hell no, dude. Black people aren't meant to be in space.
Oh, because we wouldn't be able to see you.
Nah, that's not it, but I'll let you think that. Read the waiver, dude. Bye.
Well, I already signed the waiver. I don't care. I want to go to Jupiter.
Okay, let's get you in these spacesuits.
Come on, Cootis, get on.
Well, you guys look good in those spacesuits. Let me just take these waivers from you. So Jupiter, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
How long's it gonna take for us to get to Jupiter?
Oh, not long. I mean, it's just gonna be like a trip down to the local grocery store. So like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wait, it's really gonna take 6 years to get to Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter's like 363 million billion gajillion quintillion miles away, and you're gonna be traveling at 17,000 bowsin' wowsin' quowsin' miles per hour. So yeah, like 6 years.
Wait, Junior, what are we gonna do for 6 years?
Well, I could bring a bunch of movies and snacks. We could have like a movie night for 6 years.
That does sound pretty fun.
Look, I'll go grab some movies and some snacks.
Yeah, make sure you get everything you need before you get in the space shuttle.
Oh man, Cody, I'm so excited.
Oh, Junior, 6 years. It's still not too late to back out.
We're not backing out, Cody. We're gonna go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
I still don't know why we want to get more stupider.
Because everyone else has been to Jupiter except for us, and we need to go.
But what are we gonna do for 6 years?
I brought a bunch of movies and snacks, Cody. We're gonna have a blast.
Okay.
All right, kids. The space shuttle is fueled up and ready to go for your 6 year journey. So you ready for takeoff?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. You'll be taking off in 3, 2, 1, lift off! Congratulations, boys. You've now reached outer space.
Oh, wow, Cody, look, we're in outer space!
Yeah, I guess this begins our 6 year journey to Jupiter.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You wanna put on a movie?
Yeah, let me grab the movie.
Wait, the movie?
Yep, here it is.
Wait, what is this?
It's the movie I brought.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else did you bring?
That's it.
What? That's it? Our only movie is Max Keeble's Big Move?
Well, I was looking for movies at a short notice, and the only movie I could find was Max Keeble's Big Move.
Junior, we left Earth for 6 years, and the only thing you brought to entertain us was Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move?
Okay, Cody, listen, calm down. It's a really good movie. So, Max Keeble, right, he's bullied and stuff, and his parents tell him he's moving to, like, a whole other city. So he thinks he can get back at all his bullies, so he does a bunch of bad stuff, thinking he'll never see those people again. But guess what? At the end, his parents tell him they're not moving, and he has to deal with the consequences. Uh-oh.
Yeah, great. So now, when I watch it for the next 6 years, it won't even be a surprise.
Look, Cody, Max Keeble's Big Move is a really good movie.
Junior, Max Keeble's Big Move for 6 fucking years? His move isn't that big, Junior. It can't be.
Look, pop in Max Keeble's Big Move, and you're gonna see how good it is.
Oh, it better be perfect.
Is everything okay up there? I hear yelling.
Yeah, everything's okay in here.
Oh, yeah. We're just peachy, because we decided to leave Earth for 6 years, and the only movie Junior thought to bring was Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
It's a good movie, I promise. Also, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom on the space shuttle?
Oh, I forgot to tell you kids to pee before you left, because there are no bathrooms in there. Maybe find a bottle or something?
Oh.
There are no bathrooms.
I'll just hold it, Cody. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think you can just hold it, Junior. I think you can just hold it for 6 fucking years. Yeah. Just go ahead and try to hold it, Junior. Junior, do you know what our reality is gonna be for the next 6 years? We are going to be watching Max Keeble's Big Move while we piss and shit our pants. That's hell. That's what hell looks like. We are in hell right now. I would rather be in a North Korean work camp than this, because at least they have bathrooms. I think.
But they don't have Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we are winning on that front, are we, Junior?
Look, just watch Max Keeble's Big Move. The movie will cheer you up, I promise, buddy.
Oh, good.
So, Cody, what'd you think of Max Keeble's Big Move?
It wasn't fucking big enough, I'll tell you that. It wasn't 6 years big. It wasn't that big of a move, Junior.
It's a good movie, Cody.
It was okay, but if you told me I could only watch one movie for the next 6 years of my life, it wouldn't be Max Keeble's Big Move. That wouldn't even be in the top 10,000 list of movies.
It's in my top 25.
No, it shouldn't be. You need to watch more movies, which we could have been doing for the next 6 goddamn years.
Okay, look, I think you're just hungry and you need to eat.
What did you bring to eat?
I brought a pepperoni pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah.
One pizza.
Yeah.
Junior, you needed to bring us food for the next 6 years. This isn't going to last us 1 year or 1 month or even 1 week.
Listen, I was in a rush. I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah, you were in a rush. You were clearly in a rush. You grabbed one pizza and one copy of Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
Should I have grabbed two copies of it?
No! You should have done literally anything else.
Okay, look. There has to be more food in here. Look at this, Cody. Look, under the cupboard thing. It says right here. 12 years worth of raisins? Look, they even overpacked raisins in case we get super hungry.
12 years?
What's wrong?
Junior,
I just realized something, and now I'm even more upset.
What?
It's going to take us 6 years to get to Jupiter, and it's going to take us another 6 years to come home. That's 12 years of Max fucking Keeble's big fucking move! Junior, I can't do it. I can't take 12 years of Max Keeble. My Max Keeble was 6 years. I can't do 12 years, Junior. I'm going to die up here.
Literally, just eat some raisins and calm down.
I don't want to eat any goddamn raisins, Junior. I don't want to be here. I want to leave, and I can't even hang myself because there's no gravity.
Oh, and then we didn't bring a gun either.
No!
Okay, look, let's just turn on the behind the scenes to Max Keeble.
Are you sure, Junior? Are you sure you want to do that now? Maybe we should do it next year, or the year after, or the year after that, or the year after that!
Well, the movie just ended. I think that's our 1,000th time watching Max Keeble's big move.
Keeble. Max Keeble.
You okay, Cody?
Me with Keeble.
Oh, you want me to restart it?
Yeah, Keeble it up. You know, Junior, I tried to claw my eyes out a year ago, but that didn't work.
I know, I can tell that, buddy.
You want to roleplay Max Keeble again?
Oh, we've already roleplayed Max Keeble 5 times today.
But what else do we have to do?
Okay, fine.
I'll be Max Keeble, you be my parents.
Alright.
Mom, Dad, I'm getting bullied at school.
Well, your dad got a new job in another city, so we're gonna move.
Oh, cool. I guess that means I can do whatever the fuck I want with no consequences, because nobody's gonna know where I am after I move.
Hey, Max, we're not moving anymore.
Oh, shit. I ruined my whole life. I'm Max Keeble.
Yeah. Hey, you want another box of raisins?
Sure. Why not? That's all I know. I don't even remember the taste of the pizza we had in the first 2 days. You remember the pizza time, Junior? The beautiful pizza time in the first 2 days?
I remember, buddy.
I missed that. Keeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Keeble, Max.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble, Keeble.
Keeble, Max, big.
Big move, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max.
Keeble big.
Big move.
Keeble big move-el Max.
Max Meeble.
Max Meeble move-el Meeble Migga Biggle.
Keeble Max move.
Keeble Miggle Biggle Wiggle.
Oh my god, there's a ship coming towards Jupiter! We have to use our tractor beam to intercept it to bring them on board and find out who they are.
Big Keeble Max move?
Big Max Keeble move.
Move Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max big?
Max Keeble?
Big move.
Maxie big move!
What are you guys doing near Jupiter? We guard Jupiter to make sure no one gets too close, cause the gas makes you stupider.
Well, Keeble's big move.
Keeble Max move.
Max is Keeble's move.
You're speaking some kind of weird language.
Max Keeble's big move?
Big Keeble move.
Listen, if you guys don't have anything to show us that to prove they're not space pirates, I'm gonna have to vaporize both of you!
Keeble's big move, Max!
Keeble big move!
Max move!
Max Keeble's big move!
What is that?
Max Keeble's big move.
No, no, see this. Max Keeble's big move.
Big move.
Laugh out loud funnel.
Keeble.
Max Keeble.
I wanna laugh. You know what? Since you guys gave me something cool, I'm gonna go ahead and teleport you back to the home planet.
Big move!
No, Max Meeble.
No, Max Keeble,
Max, Max Keeble, no!
Max Keeble,
Max Meeble.
Big Max
Keeble's move.
Big Keeble, Max.
Max Meeble's move.
Big Keeble,
big move, Keeble.
Big Keeble,
move. Max Keeble. Max Meeble, Keeble.
Max
Meeble, Keeble. Max Meeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big move, Keeble.
Keeble, Keeble. I mean, we're home.
Oh my god, Cody. We're finally home after 6 years! Look, the red couch!
Junior, you know what this means? I can finally take a shower and wash all the shit that's been caked on my ass for the last 6 years.
And we can eat something other than raisins!
And I can finally watch something other than Max Keeble's big move! But now that I'm home, I think I really just want to watch Max Keeble's big move and eat raisins and shit my pants.
Okay, Cody, we can do it one last time, but then we have to stop, okay?
Okay, put on Max Keeble's big move.
Cody?
What?
The aliens have the only copy of Max Keeble's big move.
No! No! Junior, I need my Max Keeble! I don't know how to live without Max Keeble's big move! No! Keeble!
Hey, Jeffy. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Jeez.
Officer Guy, get in here.
What is it, sir?
We got a serial killer on the loose.
A serial killer? You mean somebody's going around eating all the cereal? How am I going to eat Captain Crunch in the morning if somebody's hogging it all? We're going to find that guy, sir, and we're going to put him in the electric chair.
No, guy, I mean a real serial killer's going around killing people.
Killing people? Well, that doesn't really affect me as much.
Detective Susan will fill you in on the details. I gotta go pee-pee.
All right, Officer Guy, here are photographs of some of the victims.
Well, these women are fat.
Yes, he prefers plus-size women.
Oh, that's great! Maybe he can kill my ex-wife! Nah, there's no way he'd want to go after somebody that fat. There's no way he could hide a body that big. He'd look like a dung beetle rolling a piece of shit around. Even if he cut her up into pieces, he would still have to put one piece on each continent like a landmark.
Can we please
keep this... A World Heritage Site.
Can we keep this professional?
My wife's ass.
Sir, can we please keep this professional?
Oh, I already know how to catch the serial killer. All I gotta do is bring my ex-wife to a buffet, and she'll be there all weekend just horking down food with a shovel. And then the serial killer will come in, he'll be like, that's one fat bitch! And then he can, like, pop or like a balloon or whatever he does in case closed.
Officer Guy, can we please be serious?
I was being serious.
We've been trying to catch Buffalo Bill for months now.
Wait, his name is Buffalo Bill?
Yes.
The killer's name is Buffalo Bill?
Yes.
I went to high school with Buffalo Bill!
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I swear to God. Let me tell you this story. So I went to high school from 1990 to 1993 when there was this kid named Bill, and he was a huge Buffalo Bills fan. I'm talking diehard fan. And freshman year, he said, the Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl. And I said, no, they aren't. They fucking suck. Well, the Buffalo Bills actually made it to the Super Bowl, and Buffalo Bill said, I told you they're gonna win the Super Bowl, and I said, no, they're gonna lose. And the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl, and I laughed so hard in Bill's stupid, ugly face. Then, sophomore year, the Buffalo Bills went back to the Super Bowl, and Buffalo Bill said, this is our year, we're gonna win. And I said, nope, they suck ass, they're gonna lose, and the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl again. I laughed even harder in Bill's face. Then, junior year, Bill was walking around saying, I just know we're gonna win the Super Bowl this year, I can feel it. And I said, shut up, Bill, your team sucks ass. And the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl for a third time in a row. So then, senior year comes around, and the Bills make it to another Super Bowl. And Bill's like, no way my team loses four Super Bowls in a row. And I said, yeah, they will, because they suck so fucking bad. And guess what? The Buffalo Bills lost for a fourth time. The whole school was dying laughing, making fun of them. And Buffalo Bill said, you know what? I'm gonna go kill fat women and wear their skin. And then he ran out of the school, and I said, yeah, your team fucking sucks.
So you actually heard him say he was gonna go around, kill fat women, and wear their skin?
Huh, I guess that's what he meant by that. I thought he was just mad about his team losing. Now, I don't know what that has to do with him killing fat women. But then again, my team has never lost four consecutive Super Bowls, so I can't really relate. I mean, if they did lose four consecutive Super Bowls, I might kill fat women too. Who knows? Maybe that's just what you do.
So you really know Buffalo Bill?
I mean, that's the last time I ever saw him, and that was the last thing I ever heard him say, but yeah.
All this department has been talking about for months has been Buffalo Bill, and you didn't think to say anything?
I thought you guys were talking about the football team because they're doing good right now. Which doesn't mean shit, because they never won a Super Bowl, than ever going to.
You are zero help.
Oh, come on. I give you a foolproof plan for helping me kill my ex-wife, and I told you why the killer's doing what he's doing.
We're not trying to kill your ex-wife. We're trying to capture Buffalo Bill.
We can do both. Listen, we can do one of two things. Either the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl, which is not going to fucking happen, or we can rely on my ex-wife eating, which is a guarantee. So I'll tell you what. I'll go get my ex-wife, and you set up a big-ass buffet for her. And I mean a big fucking buffet, like a mountain of food, okay? Because when she runs out of food, she goes looking for food like a bear storm up food from the winter.
Okay?
Okay, so you go build a big fucking mountain of food, and I'll go get my fat ass ex-wife, okay?
Okay, I get it. All right, the food is done.
What the fuck? Susan, I told you to get food!
I did get food.
What? No, I said to get a buffet. This is not a buffet.
This is ample amounts of food.
No, not for her. It's not. This is an appetizer for her.
This is all the budget we have.
Okay, well, do they want to catch Buffalo Bill or not? Because this is not enough food. And why the hell did you put syrup on the pancakes? You just looped it up for her.
Well, I thought the stickiness would slow her down.
She's not going to fucking chew them. She doesn't care. She's just going to suck them down.
I'm sure you're exaggerating.
I promise you, I am not. Oh, shit.
What is that?
She's coming.
Hey, Brooklyn guy!
Hey, Deborah.
So where's the buffet?
It's right here.
This isn't a buffet! I'm gonna score!
No, I
I know. Just please try to eat slow, because God knows none of us can get our arms around you to give you the Heimlich maneuver.
Dear God, you married that?
Look, don't remind me, okay? So just get to eating, but take your time.
Okay.
Oh shit! I don't know where to go! Susan, don't go near her! She's gonna eat you! And don't get, she'll bite your fucking hand off, okay? She doesn't see you, she only sees the food! Oh fuck! The burgers! They didn't last!
I'll give you
a brownie! Get the goddamn brownie right now! Oh god! I don't know what to do! Susan! Get her fucking to Atlanta! She's thirsty! God help her! How's her fucking diet? Oh fuck! Oh no! Oh fuck! Oh the wings! The fucking wings! Oh shit! Please, no!
I love pizza!
I know you like pizza! I know you like pizza! Okay!
I want a slice of that!
Oh fuck that! You're not getting anything! Hit her with another 2 liter!
Okay!
Get another
one! Save on her scale! Here you go!
Get a 2 liter! You gotta wash it down! Oh god, she's choking. Oh fuck.
Maybe the pancake will
Yeah,
fall
the pancake. Give her the pancake. She's cold. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, they didn't do anything. They didn't slow her down at all. Get the shrimp. She's allergic to shrimp. Maybe that'll help. Get the shrimp. She doesn't care that she's allergic at all. Fuck. She's gonna start eating the fucking
pizza. Give me the combination pizza.
What?
Do you think it's over?
I think so.
Let's check. Okay, she's hibernating. We're good.
You seriously married that?
Listen, I was very insecure. Do you think Buffalo Bill's here?
Look, I don't know what he looks like. I didn't go to school with him.
Okay, good point. Well, listen, she's going to be asleep for a couple days.
Can she go that long without eating?
Yeah, she's hibernating right now. She's stored up all the food. When she wakes up, she's going to eat the rest of it. Don't touch it. She can smell your hunger. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stay here with her and wait for Buffalo Bill to get here so maybe he kills her and I can make fun of his stupid team. What I need you to do is go talk to Buffalo Bill's psychiatrist.
Who's that?
Hannibal Lecter. He eats people.
What? No, fuck that. I'll stay with it. You go talk to him.
No. Hannibal Lecter only talks to women. It's got to be you.
Oh, fine.
I'm here to see Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, well, he's behind the glass, but be careful. He eats people.
I'd put syrup on you.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello, Clarice.
Actually, my name is Susan.
I'm going to call you Clarice.
Okay, you can do that, but you have to answer all my questions I have about Buffalo Bill. Where does he live?
I only give information in exchange for traumatic stories. What's the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to you?
Actually, funny enough, just a few minutes ago, there was this big woman, I mean big seismic activity when she walks woman, who ate an entire feast in one breath. Ooh.
I meant childhood trauma.
Oh, well actually, when I was a little girl, I grew up on a farm with a bunch of lambs, and one day I woke up to them being slaughtered, and I still hear their screams to this day.
Yes, that's very sad.
Okay, now tell me everything you know about Buffalo Bill.
This one time, a census taker tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Wait, no, that's not fair. That's not the question I asked. Tell me about Buffalo Bill.
I want another story. Quid pro quo.
Okay, once upon a time, there was this chick that lived in the woods with a bunch of little men, 7 of them, and she ate a poison apple one time and then died, and some guy made out with her lifeless body in the woods.
I would have eaten her.
Okay, that's great. Now tell me about Buffalo Bill.
You want to know about Buffalo Bill?
Yes!
Their quarterback is Josh Allen, who's married to Hailee Steinfeld, who was in the movie Sinners, which I greatly enjoyed because it's about vampires who almost do what I do, except they drink blood and I eat the whole rest of the body, too.
No, not the team! I'm talking about your former patient, Buffalo Bill!
Oh, he likes fat bitches. You get a fat bitch, he'll come running.
We already knew that. We already tried that. I need something helpful.
Not until I get another story.
Oh!
What about the old woman who lives in a shoe?
You are no help.
Have the lamb stop screaming, Clarice.
Come on, Buffalo Bill. She's right here. It would be so easy to just come up and stab her. You know what? I'm going to do it myself.
Hey.
Hey, Susan, what did Hannibal Lecter say?
Absolutely nothing. He was just talking in circles.
Yeah, he is pretty weird. You know, I went to high school with him, too.
We don't have time for that. Let's go.
Wait, but do you know where Buffalo Bill lives?
Well, Hannibal Lecter didn't tell me, so I Googled it, and I have Buffalo Bill's address right here.
Wait, you know where he lives?
Yes, let's go.
Oh, great. Let's just pile Deborah into the car, and we'll go to his house.
Oh, no, we're not bringing Deborah.
Yeah, you're right. We'd have to rent a forklift and an oversized load trailer. We don't have time for that.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin. Which you do me, I would do me.
This guy's house is creepy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, he doesn't have any Buffalo Bills decorations on the walls. Maybe he realized his team sucks.
Would you stop?
They do.
Wait, what is that?
It looks like a well. Who has a well in their house?
We should check it out.
Right. Why are you afraid of lambs? Hey, little lamb. Okay, you gotta be silent now, okay?
Okay.
Good job. Well, I guess it's not illegal to have a lamb in a well. It's just kind of weird. Huh. Maybe he's trying to start his own shitty football team. The loser-ass Lambs.
Hey, Brooklyn guy.
Oh, well, hey, if it isn't Buffalo, can't pick favorite teams for shit, Bill.
Don't say that.
Well, your team fucking sucks, man.
Take it back.
No, I'm not going to take it back because they fucking suck.
I'll kill you.
Okay, it's not going to make your team any less shitty.
Take it back. If you take it back and say the Buffalo Bills are good, then I'll turn myself in and never kill again.
Nope, they fucking suck. They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. Sorry.
I'll kill you.
Okay, go right ahead. Yeah, you guys lost to the Cowboys twice, okay? Fuck off.
That's it. I'm gonna come and kill you.
Oh! Fucking loser. Your team sucks, asshole.
Please stop saying they suck.
Well, they fucking suck, so sorry.
Let me out of here.
Tell you what, I'll let you out of the well when the Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl, which isn't gonna happen. Case closed.
I wanna play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, you can't. Ow! You don't hit me with a baseball!
Oh, it's on now! See?
No, look, Jeffy, stop it!
No, no, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't wanna, please don't do that.
Oh, you motherfucker!
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Ooh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go to on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat. Danica, don't get my weave wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told your way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool.
We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
What? No, no, no. Come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk. And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and get me the things that I need?
I guess you're going to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
But I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are. Because Chives is going to live here for 6 months and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. We'll take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the fortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to 4 before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. Look, what if your car declines?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
Listen, that doesn't have to do with anything. Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Oh. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there. Take that. And, Shives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seats, you fuck.
Oh, okay, so, we just... What, do you need anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there. Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. Cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta go wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom. Hey, did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're going to go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not. I'm telling Goodman. Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow. It's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby. Use that credit card to book us the most longest expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man going to tell Goodman?
Oh, no. I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, get an expensive one.
Ooh, Marvin, there's a 21-day cruise in the Caribbean!
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, dick! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and shit!
Ooh, we'll make sure there's a hot tub in the room.
Oh, Marvin, there's one and it's two stories!
Does it have a slide?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, book it.
Yeah, okay. Book that.
Okay. Oh, I got it! And Marvin, it's boarding today!
All right, everyone, let's go pack our thing. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, why am I looking at a $21,000 transaction from Carnival Cruise Lines on my credit card statement?
I thought statements came at the end of the month.
No, Marvin. I get a notification on my phone every time a transaction's made on my credit card. And it came across my phone and I said, huh, I know goddamn well Marvin is not booking his own personal vacation on my credit card. You're way too lazy to need a vacation. What do you need a vacation from? Sitting on your ass all day?
I did not book a vacation on your credit card. I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'm on hold with Carnival Cruise Lines on my other phone. And I'm on hold for 10 minutes. So you better not have made that transaction. Because if you did, I'm going to take a hole puncher, and I'm going to hole punch the tip of your dick, so when you piss, it looks like a sprinkler.
Wait, no, that's not necessary. What did you say the charge was for?
Carnival Cruise Lines, $21,000.
Oh, that was for Chives. That was Chives. We bought him an electric wheelchair. It's called a Carnival Cruiser Line wheelchair.
Does it have a fucking clown face on it with a red nose that you squeak?
Well, the horn is a clown nose, but the wheels look like Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels?
Yes, it's a carnival cruise. Like, he wanted to drive around like Stephen Hawking. We were tired of pushing him around.
Well, I swear to God, Marvin, he does not need that.
Well, listen, we just wanted to make sure he was happy. But look, when you get on the phone with Carnival Cruise Line, they're never going to have heard of me, and they're going to say it's not with them.
They better not, Marvin.
Goodbye. Okay, we have to hurry up and fucking pack and get on that boat before Goodman realizes it's us.
But Marvin, I don't know what to wear.
Pack all your clothes for 21 days. Grab all your luggage and go.
Okay.
But Jeffy, where is your shirt and your helmet?
I don't know. I took it off.
Hey, where'd you put it?
I don't know. It was all a blur ever since I started doing the wobble.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeffy, go find your shirt and your helmet. You better fucking find it. When I get back with all my clothes, you better hide your shirt and your helmet.
Yeah.
Okay, I am ready for this cruise.
Danny, you look like you're going to play a pickup game of basketball, but no one's going to pick you.
Marvin, I'm all packed, but now I need to pick out an outfit to wear out the door, because I want to look cute.
Okay, wear that dress and put everything else in the suitcase. Let's go, we got to go.
Marvin, I can't wear that dress. It's not pink. It won't match my hat.
Okay, well, put the dress in the suitcase and wear the pink striped shirt.
Marvin, I can't wear stripes. It'll make me look fat.
Then why would you even bring the striped shirt? Leave the striped shirt, put everything else in the suitcase, and wear this pink shirt.
But Marvin, those are my just-in-case outfits.
I don't have time for this, Jeffy. Please tell me you found your helmet in the shirt.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? If you haven't found it, you haven't found it. How do you almost find it?
Well, I've looked everywhere it's not, so I gotta be getting close.
Where have you looked?
This area. And in a few minutes, I'm going to turn around and look that way.
But, Jeffy, we don't have time for this fucking shit. Please find your shirt. They're not going to let you on unless you have clothes on.
I'm looking.
Where were you looking?
Up there.
It's not going to be up there, Jeffy.
It might be.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, then don't look. Look somewhere else.
Marvin, I need your help picking out an outfit.
I'm going to put all your stupid clothes in the suitcase. Please, we got to go. Government's going to find out. We're not going to be able to go.
Uh-oh. Marvin, I can't find my shoes.
Where are they at?
I think the bathroom.
Well, then go get them.
Okay.
What? Did you find it?
No. What did your shirt say?
It says looking sharp with a cactus on it.
Gay? And why are you wearing a sweatband? You don't sweat. Is it because you're wearing that shirt over your polyester polo?
No, it's because I'm going to go use the gym and the carnival cruise.
Marvin, I need your help.
What, with what?
Marvin, come here.
Jeffy, please look everywhere for your stupid ass helmet.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Marvin, my shoes are in the bathroom, but the bathroom door is locked and I can't get in.
Who's in there?
One minute, don't get occupied.
All right, Shrek. Shrek, we need to grab some shoes that are in the bathroom.
You don't want to come in here, Donkey. It's horrid in here.
I've smelt your shits before, Shrek. Just let me in. I need to grab these shoes.
Hold on, Donkey.
Oh, God. Oh, it smells so bad.
Donkey, I have C. diff.
What is that?
It's a bacteria infection in my asshole. It smells awful in here.
Oh, my God. There's some shoes in there. Can you grab them?
You don't want me to do that, Donkey, because I've been wiping my ass, and my fingers have been breaking through the toilet paper, and it's like little green sausages in my asshole.
Marvin, I need my shoes.
If I get those shoes for you, you're going to have to incinerate them.
Can I just buy you new shoes?
No, I need them.
Okay, I'm going to come in there, Shrek.
All right, proceed with caution, Donkey.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, how much shit to be on an asshole. God, ah, fucking damn it.
Shrek, where are the shoes?
They're right there, Donkey. They're right next to the fart zone sign.
What? Roller skates?
You might want to put those on and skate on out of here, Donkey.
Okay, I will.
Oh, Donkey, before you go, can you hand me the Clorox wet wipe, please? Please, just hurry. I'm going to need you to put them in my asshole like a tissue box, Donkey.
No, I'm not
going to kill the bacteria.
No, I'm not doing that.
Please, Donkey.
Okay, baby, here's your roller skates you needed so goddamn bad.
Thank you, Marvin. Will you help me tie my shoes?
If you already had shoes, why did I get you stupid roller skates?
Because I need the roller skates to roll around on the cruise ship.
Okay, pack your stupid roller skates. Put all your clothes in there.
Wait, Marvin, before you pack all my clothes, am I wearing too many flowers? I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Well, if you think you get stung by a bee, change your clothes. But listen, we don't have time. Pack your stuff. We gotta go. Jeffy, where did you find your helmet and your shirt?
Oh, wow. Like, somewhere over there.
All right, listen, we gotta go, guys. We're getting in the car. Come on. We're getting in the car. I got the credit card. Let's go.
But Marvin! Marvin, help! Help, Marvin!
Ah, this is the life. I can't believe we got away with going on the cruise.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hold on, get a phone call. Hello?
Marvin, you motherfucker! You did book a $21,000 Carnival cruise on my credit card!
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, consider your dick hole punched!
Well, you have to punch it in 21 days. Beep! That was good, man. He's pretty upset.
Where's Jeffy?
Wow-witty. Get in there! Yeah!
Now get in there and shut up!
No, please help me! Somebody help! Help me!
I said shut up in there, you stupid cow!
Oh, man, Simmons, I love donuts.
Yeah, me too, mate. Units.
Hold on, dispatch is saying something.
A woman has been kidnapped. The kidnapper is driving a 2004 white Buick sedan.
Oh, no, a girl's been kidnapped.
That sucks for her. She'll probably never enjoy another donut ever again.
Oh, my, look, it's a kidnapper's car. Let's go after him.
No, just hold on, Simmons. Let's just finish our donut first.
But he's right there. We can go get him.
Simmons, I have sticky hands. I don't want to arrest anybody while I have sticky hands. I mean, look, it's donut time. Nobody interrupts donut time. Look, we got this whole box of donuts to get through. By the time we're finished arresting that guy, all these donuts are going to be stale. So let's just eat our donuts.
But what about the kidnapped girl?
Oh, she'll be fine.
Officer Simmons! Officer Guy, get in here!
Yes?
What's your name, Chief?
I think we might be getting a promotion.
Yes!
You boys sure screwed the pooch on this one.
What happened, sir?
You know that girl that got kidnapped last night? Well, they found her head in a ditch.
Jesus.
What happened to her body?
It hasn't been found yet.
Oh, that's awful, sir.
Well, it's you guys' fault.
How, Chief?
Because you two boys were too busy eating donuts, and you let the kidnapper get away.
What? No. We weren't eating donuts.
What,
Mike?
Put the donut down.
Oh, but I'm hungry.
Shut up. I pulled the dash cam footage from your car, and this is what I saw. The kidnapper's car driving right by, and you chose to eat donuts instead of going after him.
That is not us.
Oh, come on, sir. It was donut time. You know how important donut time is. You know, donuts.
Well, guess what? It's No Nut November. That means you boys can't eat donuts for the whole month of November. And if I find out you've eaten a donut during No Nut November, you are fired!
No donuts? But sir, that's impossible!
We need our donuts! We're cops!
I don't want to hear it! Get out of my office! And remember, no donuts!
Okay, sir.
Sir, can I finish eating the donut I dropped on the ground?
Come on, Simmons. Wow, Simmons, we can't eat donuts for a whole month, and it's all your fault.
My fault? I'm the one that told you to go after the kidnapper.
Look, Simmons, I don't think I can go a whole month without having a nut.
So then what do you want me to do with the donuts in the box?
Just throw them out the window. I don't want to look at them.
All right.
Hold on, Simmons. Dispatch.
We have a noise complaint at 456 Baldridge Lane. Deputies, please respond.
Great. Now we have to respond to a noise complaint.
Oh, can we turn on the lights and sirens all the way there?
What, an ad to the noise complaint? Let's just go.
Hold on, guys. I think it's the pizza man. Hello?
Your music's too loud. Knock it off.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, don't mind him. He's just a little bit angry because he hasn't had a nut in a while.
I'm having a bad day.
So the music's too loud?
Yeah, it's too loud. And if you don't turn it down, I'm going to arrest you.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
What kind of stupid party are you having anyway? Seems dumb.
Oh, we're having a donut party.
What?
A donut party. We eat donuts and we party.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. You never had a donut party?
I think we should investigate.
No, but he said donuts. We don't want to lose our jobs.
Don't touch me, Simmons! I think we should investigate, because what if it's not a donut party? What if it's a crack party?
No, it's a donut party.
Yeah, maybe that's just code for crack. Let's go check.
See, look, here's the donuts. We're just having a donut party.
Oh, my God, Simmons. Look at all these donuts. They're beautiful. I'm so happy I'm going to have to rip off my mad eyelids.
Oh, come on, mate. It's not worth it. You can lose your job.
Oh, come on. The boss will never know.
It's not worth it.
Okay, Simmons, how about this? How about I take one of the donuts into the bathroom, and I just eat it in there? There's no cameras in the bathroom, so no one will ever know.
I still wouldn't risk it, mate. It's not worth losing your job.
I'm doing it. So, hey, I still think these donuts are secretly crack.
Well, they're just donuts.
Yeah, well, I'll be the judge of that. So I'm just going to take one of these into the bathroom and test it. I just have to see which one is the most cracky. Is that chocolate sprinkle? Yummy! This is the crackiest donut I've ever seen. Yeah, so I'm just gonna take this, do you have a glass of milk? Don't worry about it. Just don't follow me. Nobody follow me.
Alright, I locked the door. Now it's just me and my nut. Wouldn't be the first time I've nutted in a bathroom. Now come to Papa. Oh man, that donut was delicious.
Jonathan, what the hell?
Why are you eating a donut in your bathroom?
Why are you filming me in the bathroom?
I was trying to record girls using the restroom.
Well, I could arrest you for being a peeping Tom.
My name is Jonathan. I would be a peeping Jonathan.
Wait a minute. Did you just film me eating that donut?
Yep, and it was here.
No. Jonathan, delete that video right now.
No.
Jonathan, get back here. Jonathan, you give me that camera right now.
No way. What's the big deal? It's just a video of you eating a donut in the bathroom.
Because it's No Nut November.
I already lost that one. I was watching this video where this girl, she takes a basketball and she puts it in a...
I don't think we're talking about the same thing here.
Basketball hoop? Because it's the WNBA? They really should get paid the same amount.
Okay, fine. Look, Jonathan, my boss said he's going to fire me if I eat a donut this month.
But you did eat a... And I got it on video? Ooh, you are in so much trouble!
No, I'm not in trouble because you're going to give me that camera so I can delete the video.
No, I'm not.
Look, I'm not afraid to arrest my little brother.
You wouldn't dare. Mom would hate you.
She already hates me. Look, Jonathan, I'll do anything.
Anything?
Yes, anything. I'll buy you, like, a game for your PSP.
Ooh, that would be really nice.
I'll get you, like a World of Warcraft gift card.
I don't play World of Warcraft. I play EverQuest.
Oh, okay, look, I don't care. What do you want?
What does Jonathan want?
Why are you talking about yourself in third person?
I think Jonathan wants a date with a supermodel.
A date with a supermodel?
Mom says I'm very handsome.
Well, okay, look, you might as well get me fired, because that's not happening.
Okay.
No, wait. Okay, I will try to get you a date with a supermodel. Just wait here. I'm gonna go find one.
Yes! Score!
Hey there.
Oh, hey there, big boy. Looking for a good time?
No. Well, actually, yeah, kinda. Look, I got $100.
Oh my god, you're not a cop, are you?
Well, yeah, I am, but it's not like that. See, I have a brother, and he's kind of a dork, and he wants to go on a date with a supermodel.
Oh my god, you think I'm a supermodel? That's so sweet.
I think he'll think that you're a supermodel. So look, I'll give you $100. All you have to do is go on a date with him.
Wait, I don't have to kiss him, do I?
No, I mean, not unless you fall in love or something.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's go.
So, Brucey guy, did you find my supermodel?
I sure did. Jonathan, I'd like you to meet...
What the hell's your name?
Sprinkle.
Of course it is. Sprinkle!
Sprinkles? Like the sprinkles on the donut you ate?
Shut up, Jonathan.
Brucey guy, I'm going to be honest with you. She looks like she came from the streets.
I'm sorry, I did the best I
could. Of Milan? She is so hot. She is a 10 out of 10. You know how hard those are to find?
Yeah, she looks like $100. Anyway, so just give me that camera, and you can go on your date.
No. I haven't gotten my kiss yet.
What, you didn't say anything about a kiss?
Brooklyn guy, I've seen enough rom-coms to know that a date equals a kiss.
Okay, looks like you're gonna have to kiss him.
Well, then, do you have an extra $100?
I don't, but I have a 5.
Okay, I guess I'll just kiss him on the cheek.
Can she just kiss you on the cheek?
Oh, my face?
Well, she's not gonna kiss your ass, Jonathan.
Okay. What if, when she goes to kiss me, I turn my face really fast? That way she kisses me on the lips.
I mean, I guess you're welcome to try, big guy.
I'm a smooth criminal.
Yes, you sure are, man. Okay, so let's just get this date going, huh? Come on.
What, right here? I want to go to the movies.
What movie do you want to see?
I want to go see Spider-Man No Way Home. I think the Green Goblin's in it.
He is.
No! No spoilers, rookie guy!
Okay, damn. Jeez, calm down. All right, let's just go to the movies. Come on, I'm coming too.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for this movie.
Well, you should be more excited about this kiss. Now get over there.
You can't rush love, Christian guy.
Just get your kiss.
Oh, hey, yeah, baby. Pucker up.
Ew. I'm only going to kiss you on the cheek, so turn your head.
Oh, yeah, only on the cheek. Wink, wink. Hey, Brooklyn guy, watch this. Look what I'm about to do.
Ew, he kissed me on the mouth. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Wait, I got your camera. I got your camera.
No, Jonathan, you got your kiss, and you're not following her to the bathroom.
Fine, I'll settle for second best. Smells like Monsanto. Preparation H.
Ew, just give me the camera.
A deal is a deal, good sir. Here you are.
Take a look here. Wait. Jonathan, there's no video of me on here.
Oh, my God. You fell for your own shit in your book!
What?
I want you here recording!
I hate you, Jonathan!
Alright, hit the pinata. It's right in front of you.
Alright, here I go.
Alright, Simmons, let's go.
Oh, mate, you're back. That took you forever to eat that donut.
I didn't eat it. Now, come on.
Oh, you didn't eat it? Well, good on you, mate.
Well, let's just go, Simmons.
Well, at least you can't hit the pinata one time.
No, we're leaving. Come on.
Ah, party pooper.
Mate, I don't understand why you wouldn't let me hit the piñata at least once.
I just wanted to get away from all those donuts. I've had a really long day.
Oh, mate, look! It's the kidnapper's car!
Oh, my God, it is! Let's go bust them!
Oh, now you want to go bust them when you're not shoveling donuts in your mouth.
We don't have time for you to bust my balls, Simmons. Come on! Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, the coppers! All right. You got me. Hey. Don't look in the back of the trunk. There's not a dead body back there.
Simmons, go check the trunk.
On it, mate.
All right, you're under arrest, and you're going to jail for a long time.
Chief, we found the kidnapper.
Huh?
Sir, you failed No Nut November.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't go the whole month without a nut.
Trick-or-treating?
I'm ready.
Oh my gosh, I love your SpongeBob costume.
Baby, who are you supposed to be?
I'm Sandy.
You don't look like a squirrel, you're an astronaut.
Well, she wears an astronaut outfit.
No one's gonna understand who you are unless you're a squirrel.
Marvin, people are gonna know who I am, especially when I talk like this. Howdy, y'all.
Hey, Danny,
I'm ready to go get some cookies.
Well, Jeffy, you can't be Cookie Monster. You're supposed to be Patrick.
I don't want to be Patrick. It makes me look like I have a big penis on my head.
We're all supposed to be SpongeBob characters.
Well, then who's Mommy supposed to be?
I'm Sandy. Howdy, y'all.
You look like an astronaut.
I told you.
You know what? I'm not going trick-or-treating.
Me either.
Well, then who's going to take me?
Marvin, take Jeffy trick-or-treating.
I don't want to go because our costumes don't make sense. Cookie Monster and SpongeBob never hang out.
Daddy, they hang out all the time. Cookie Monster and SpongeBob smoke out loud outside the Krusty Krab.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Okay, let's hurry up and go trick-or-treating, and then we'll come back.
Good.
So, guys, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, me and Ken are.
Oh, wow, you're Mr. Incredible?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? These muscles aren't even fake. I'm just that swole. And look at Ken. He's Mrs. Incredible. He's got that gyat.
What's gyat?
You know, like, gyat, damn, look how thick that ass is.
Oh.
Wait, where's Joseph?
Oh, he's the back part of my camel costume.
Dude, why do I have to be in the back?
Because you have two costumes. You're the back part of the camel and you're Rosa Parks.
God, this sucks. I don't want to be in the back.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have had a toast strudel for breakfast.
No! Oh, dude, it smells like your butt. God, I'm going home.
What? Oh, Joseph, come back. Now I have no back part of my camel costume.
I mean, damn, Jenny. I'll get in your costume if it means I get to have my face in your ass all day.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
There's someone at the door.
Wait, so am I in the camel or not?
Hello?
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Penelope.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Timmy.
Why'd you throw Ken?
Shut up. Hey, Timmy, I didn't think you could go trick-or-treating.
Oh, well, my parents don't believe in Halloween because they think it's like worshiping the devil or something. So I totally snuck out. And look at my costume. It's Pac-Man because I like to eat balls.
That's not what Pac-Man sounds like.
Oh, that's exactly what he sounds like. Oh, you mean Pac-Man. No, not really.
Wait, Penelope, what are you supposed to be?
I'm Lilo and Stitch.
You can't be Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, well, I'm Lilo with Stitch.
Well, Lilo has black hair, not orange hair.
It's just a costume, Junior.
And Lilo doesn't have glasses either.
Shut up, Junior.
Well, neither does Mr. Incredible.
What?
Mr. Incredible doesn't have glasses either.
Yeah, he does. When he's teaching his kids, like, homework, he puts the glasses on.
Not when he's Mr. Incredible.
Look, Cody, I like your costume.
Oh, thank you. Well, in that case, yeah, Penelope, your costume sucks.
Well, what are you supposed to be, Junior?
I'm half a camel because Joseph stopped being the back half.
Ew, I'll be your back half.
No, Timmy, I already called dibs.
Look, guys, no one's gonna be my back half. Let's just go trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll get the grocery bags.
Help! Help! Mr. Spider-Man, help!
What do you need, ma'am?
Oh, Spider-Man, can you please take this bowl out for the trick-or-treaters for me?
Whoa, kid, what the hell do you think you're doing? These are my cookies and cream Hershey's. Nobody gives away my cookies and cream.
Boynie, it's for the kids.
Well, okay, that's fair, but can we at least take the cookies and cream out?
No, Boynie, you don't need to eat that candy. You're pre-diabetic.
Yeah, pre. I'm not there yet. Give me a chance.
Boynie, take the bowl of candy out by the front door.
Okay, but why do they have to be full-size candy bars? How much money do you think I make?
Boynie, it's once a year. You can share.
Well, I don't need to share. I already pay my taxes. I share enough.
Boynie, take the bowl out now.
Oh, fine. Ugh, stupid trick-or-treaters. Stupid Halloween. Okay, you know what? I'm taking the cookies and cream. These are mine.
Boynie, put them back!
Bitch. Okay, fine, but I'm putting up a sign that says only take one, because these are full size and Spider-Man doesn't get paid for saving the city. Okay, that works. Okay, now I'm gonna sit right here and watch to make sure everybody only gets one piece of candy.
Boynie, at that point, just hand out the candy to the kids!
Hell no, I'm not gonna personally hand out my cookies and cream to all these kids. Like, congratulations, here you go, you unemployed child. Why do kids get the candy? They don't have jobs, they didn't earn it.
Boynie, hush!
I'm just gonna sit here and watch.
Okay, guys, this house says please take one. So make sure to only grab one.
I can only eat one if I want to keep my hunky figure.
Wait, Penelope, isn't this your house?
Yeah.
Can I get two since I'm your boyfriend?
No, Junior, they're full-size candy bars.
Wait, is that your dad watching us in the window?
Yeah. Okay, guys, no one take the cookies and cream. It's his favorite.
Or the Reese's.
Or the Reese's.
Okay, Cody, can you surprise me? Put one in my bag.
Surprise you with a wiener in your butt.
What?
Nothing. Here's a Twix.
All right.
Thank you, Penelope.
Boynie, did I just hear you tell those kids not to take your Reese's?
No, I said, don't be racist, because I'm giving them candy and advice.
Aw, Boynie, you're such a good Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man hates racism, and people taking his candy.
All right, Jeffy, this house says please take one, so pick your favorite.
Please take one bowl.
What? No, Jeffy, don't take the whole bowl.
Yes, Jeffy, take the whole bowl.
What? No, Jeffy, what if they have a camera or something?
Hey, asshole, didn't you see the sign? It says take one.
Wrong, Daddy, wrong!
Hey, get back here, you fuckers! Karen!
What? Boynie?
That kid was only supposed to take one, and he took most of the bowl.
Boynie, you did this last year. You got all crazy about your Reese's Pieces.
But look, Karen, he only left me one Reese's and one Cookies and Cream left.
Boynie, that's all you need.
No, it's not. I'm gonna find him, and I'm gonna put him in jail.
Boynie, you're getting cranky.
Of course I'm cranky. Somebody stole my candy, and you're also dressed like a mermaid like last year. Be more creative, Karen.
Wow, are you guys done trick-or-treating already?
No, we saw the hash-slinging slasher.
No, we went to one house, and the sign said, take one piece of candy, and Jeffy took the whole bowl.
Jeffy, you can't do that.
Well, I did, so suck my ass.
Marvin, how could you let him do that?
I told him no, and he did it anyway.
Daddy, when are you gonna learn? I'm gonna do what I want, because I don't give a shit.
That must be trick-or-treaters.
Marvin, take some of Jeffy's candy and give it away.
That's a good idea.
If you touch my candy, I will kill you in your sleep.
Jeffy, we have to give away some of this candy. You're not going to eat all of it.
Fine. I guess you can give away this one piece.
A Hershey's Kiss that just fell on the floor?
Yep.
Hello?
SpongeBoy Me Bob. It's me, Mr. Krabs. And I like money. So I sure hope you're handing out house payments for Halloween this year.
No, Mr. Krabs. I thought my pineapple was paid off.
You're about to be living in a fucking pineapple if you don't give me your goddamn house payment.
Oh, listen, I'll work more shifts at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah, that, or else I'm going to dump an entire chum bucket on your wife without the H.
Look, I have a Hershey Kiss for you. There you go, Mr. Krabs.
Kiss the back of my ballsack, Marvin. And it's dirty. It's like a mud flap for my asshole.
Okay.
All right, so you better have your house payment by tomorrow, or else I'm going to come back as Squidward.
Okay. This is the worst Halloween ever. Who's that? Hello?
Give me my goddamn candy.
All right, listen, little boy. You can ask for candy nicely.
Give me my fucking candy, you goon.
Where is your parents, young man?
I don't have parents.
You're an angry orphan.
You stole my candy.
No, my son stole candy from a guy with an orange mustache.
Oh, really? Did he look like me?
Ah!
Yeah, get out of my way. I need to see your son. My candy.
No, it's my candy.
You stole it from me.
But he's the Cookie Monster, and this is Cookies and Cream.
Cookies make me cream.
Yeah, me too. But you stole mine, so now I can't cream.
Look, Jeffy, just give him his candy back.
Oh, no. I don't just want the candy back. I want revenge. So you're under arrest for theft.
Wait, can you do that?
Of course I can do that. I'm a cop, and I'm also Spider-Man. I can super do that. Come on, let's go to the courthouse.
Hey!
It's just candy.
Sir, we don't know what you just said, and I'm not even sure what your costume is supposed to be. What is it, like an alien?
You didn't read the subtitles? I'm from Mars Attacks, the movie from the 90s. You know, Tim Burton? No? Okay, fuck it. Fine. Ugh, it's hot in there anyway. Anyway, today we'll be hearing the case of Brooklyn Tea Guy versus Jeffy. Jeffy, you are being accused of stealing candy on Halloween. Mr. Guy, please explain.
Well, Your Honor, I had a big old bowl of candy outside my house, and I had this sign that said, please take one. One. And that little shit took the whole damn bowl, including my Cookies and Cream Hershey's. So I want him to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, man, do I just not fucking care. It's Halloween. People are supposed to take candy. If you wanted them to only take one piece of candy, you should have handed them one piece of candy instead of just leaving a bowl out like a lazy shit. Oh, God, I'm so pissed. How do you not know what movie this is from? Jesus, I spent $50 on this mask. Okay, you know what? I'm pissed. So how about this? How about, for the rest of the night, all crime is legal, including murder, until midnight. Literally anything goes. Do whatever you want. I don't care. You know what? I'm actually going to go out and kill people, too. I'm going to kill anybody who doesn't know what this is from. So I'll give you a 5-minute head start.
What? All crime is legal, including murder. Oh, I'm gonna kill him for taking my Cookies and Cream Hershey's.
Breaking news, MK. A judge has just ordered that there are no laws until midnight. All crime, including murder, is legal.
Marvin, all crimes are legal, even murder?
There are some people I wish I could murder.
Well, you better change your costume to protect your anonymity.
That's where Finding Nemo lived.
What?
Yeah, he and his dad lived in the anonymonyms, and it shot them.
Dougie, what are you doing here?
Well, I came to ask for some money, but then I heard that all crime is legal. So now I'm just going to steal it.
Weren't you going to steal it anyway?
Yeah.
Go out. Go. Just go.
All right.
Jeffy, get in here!
Sorry, Daddy, my cookie cutter was clogged. I was constipated.
Listen, Jeffy, all crime is legal until midnight.
Oh, well, in that case, I pooped in the sink. Am I still in trouble?
Yes, Jeffy, you're grounded.
But I thought all crime was legal!
That's not a crime. It's just bad. So listen, we're gonna stay inside the house so none of us die. Can you please go lock all the doors?
Okay.
All right, I hired all of you to break into this house and kill a kid that looks like Cookie Monster because he stole my candy, okay? So you're going to go in there, you're going to kill him, and you're going to get the candy, but you're not going to eat the candy, got it? All right, now we're going to go over code names. You, your name is Birdman. Yeah, exactly, and your name's going to be,
My name is Kyle.
Okay, well, Kyle's not a scary name, Kyle.
Well, my middle name is Brad.
Oh, Brad's not scary either. No, your name's going to be, Gas Mask, or Gassy. I like Gassy. And your name is going to be, Pumpkinhead.
That's fucking gay.
Okay, well, fine. I did like the Great Pumpkin or the Jack. Yeah, for Jack-O-Lantern.
That works.
Okay, all right. You guys ready to do this? Come on! All right, is everybody ready? Okay, on the count of three, we bust in and kill them. One, two, three! Oh, shit. The door is locked. The door is locked, everybody. Sorry, I didn't think this through. Does anybody know how we can get in there?
Kyle's got a hammer.
I'm not Kyle. I'm Gassy.
Take a tub!
But no, Pumpkinhead, his name is Gassy.
My name's not fucking Pumpkinhead! It's Jack!
Okay, I think Birdman's right. Everybody needs to shut the fuck up. Now, how the hell are we gonna get into this building?
I got a hammer.
That's what I said!
Okay, thank you. Use the hammer on the door.
Can do. Oh, no! My hammer! It's broken!
It's okay, Gassy.
It's not okay!
Well, do you have any other weapons?
No!
Okay, well then you can go home. Okay, it looks like it's just us. Let's go kill Cookie Monster!
Marvin, it sounds like someone broke in the house.
No one can break in the house. The door's locked. Unless they used a big, goofy hammer.
Marvin, it sounds like someone broke in the house.
Okay, then let's go hide in the playroom closet.
No, Danny, don't be expecting that. You two stay here. I got a plan.
Okay, you two go upstairs. Check the playroom closet. They always run in there when they're scared. Birdman, you don't have to keep cocking that. I mean, I agree. It does sound cool. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, that door right there. Okay, now shoot it open. Oh, shit. No, that's bad.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought he knew what he was doing.
Why would you stand behind him with a machete like that? You know that shotgun has crazy recoil.
Oh, my God, what do I do?
Okay, look, you can't blame yourself for this, okay? That was a crazy accident. Hey, look, it's the Purge, so you won't even get in trouble, okay?
You're right.
Okay, let's go get him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, they should be hiding in there. Now open the door.
Gotcha! Wait, there's so much shit in there, they couldn't possibly be hiding in there.
Where are they?
Ah!
No, get it off! Get it off!
You bastard, you killed my last goon!
Ah!
Marvin, it sounds like Jiffy killed them!
Ah, Daddy, help me!
I'm gonna get you!
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah, I'm scary!
Who are you?
Oh, you can't tell because of the mask. Hold on. It's me!
Ah!
Yeah, I was...
Ah!
If you keep screaming, I'm gonna kill you too.
Okay.
See, I was mad because he stole my candy, so get out of my way so I could, you know, kill him.
Wait, it's after midnight.
What's that?
It's 12:03.
Oh, rats. Kid, you are so lucky. If it was before midnight, I'd be cutting you into little bits right now. All right, looks like you win this time.
Oh, wow, we're safe. Here, Jeffy, take that.
Wait a minute, it's not July 29th.
I googled a picture of midnight on iPhone home screen.
Oh, yeah, I can tell, because that screenshot's old as hell. iPhones don't even have that anymore. What time is it really?
It's 11:59.
11:59? I only have 1 minute to kill you? Ugh. I mean, I could do it, but I'd have to rush it, and it wouldn't even be fun. And I'd have to fight you for the axe, and that would take forever, and I'd probably cut my fingers. It's not even worth it. I hope this doesn't make things awkward with us from now on. Actually, you know what? It's not really me, Brooklyn guy. It's, gets mad over stolen candy guy. Yeah, I'm a different person. So next time you see me, it'll be Brooklyn guy, not me. Yeah, I'm different. I haven't used that line in a while. Okay, yeah.
Hershey Kiss!
Ugh, when I saw the board say Kiss Quiz, I thought we were going to practice making out with each other. And Junior was going to be my partner.
No, my partner was going to be Penelope.
No way, Junior!
Dude, we're always partners! What are you talking about?
I want to kiss Penelope.
Guys, it's not even about kissing.
Well, I bet I can answer more questions than you, Penelope.
No way, Four Eyes.
But you also wear glasses.
Shut up, Cross. All right, first question. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
God damn it.
Ha!
Correct, Penelope. Here's your kiss.
I got the first kiss, Cody.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get the next one.
All right, next question, Crass. How many stars are on the original American flag?
13, bitch. Ha ha.
Correct, Cody. Here's your kiss.
Ooh, look at my kiss. Oh, let me get in there.
All right, next question. What was Abraham Lincoln's nickname?
Oh, I got this. The Free the Slave Man.
No.
Honest Abe.
That was George Washington.
No, that's Honest George.
I don't know. You're thinking of Curious George.
Correct, Junior. Here's your kiss.
Ooh, a kiss.
All right, next question.
Man, I have so many kisses.
Well, I have more kisses, and some of mine had nuts in them.
Mine have nuts, too.
Well, I don't have any nuts in mine.
Wait a minute. This isn't fair, teacher. I haven't gotten any kisses.
All right, Jeffy. Since you don't have a kiss yet, I'll give you a chance to win the last one. And this question is only for you, so you're the only one allowed to answer it. What year did the War of 1812 happen?
Now, this is a trick question. What year did the War of 1812 happen? 1812. Take away the 4, add a 6. 2004!
Screw it. Here you go.
Yummy.
Alright, Crass, that does it for today. Go home and enjoy your kisses.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was great, Daddy. The teacher gave me a kiss right here.
What?
Yeah, I answered the question right, so he gave me a kiss right here.
Marvin, we have to call the cops!
Well, hold on, Jeffy. This is a very serious crime you're accusing your teacher of. Are you sure he gave you a kiss?
Yeah, he gave me a kiss, and he gave everyone else in the class a kiss when they answered the question right.
Are there any girls in your class, Jeffy?
Yeah, Mommy. This one girl got a bunch of kisses from the teacher.
I'm calling the cops right now. Hold on.
Hey there. Somebody call the whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
We did.
Oh, good. So what's going on?
Well, we want to report a very serious crime.
Oh, no. Is somebody giving away toasters for outrageously low prices?
No.
Oh, well, my wife says we need a toaster, and I thought maybe you would know where I could get a cheap toaster.
Well, my son came home from school today, and he says that his teacher gave him a kiss in his private area.
Whoa, kid, is this true?
Yeah, he gave me a kiss right here.
Oh, my God, we are dealing with a very serious predator here. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. He gave everyone in the class kisses.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Aren't you in the same class as my daughter?
Who's your daughter?
Penelope?
Oh, yeah, she got the most kisses with nuts.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, no, my poor baby.
It's going
to
be okay.
Oh, I have to go call her. I have to call her.
What do you want, Dad?
Okay, Penelope. This is very important. Did your teacher give you a kiss in class today?
Yeah, he gave me a bunch of them.
Oh, God, no, it's true. Oh, okay, that's it. I'm going to go arrest him right now.
Order. Today, order. We will be hearing the case of the school teacher, Jackie Chu, who is accused of giving kisses to his students. Ugh. Prosecutor... Tell me what's going on. Order.
Well, Your Honor, I'm here today representing all of the kids who got a kiss from the teacher. My daughter is one of them. Penelope, tell the judge what happened to you.
Well, today in class we had a kiss quiz, and every time we answered a question right, the teacher would give us kisses, and sometimes they had nuts.
Oh, God, my poor baby!
Oh, Jesus. Mr. Chu, you are being accused of a most heinous crime. Is any of this accurate to what actually happened?
Yes, it is all true. We had a quiz, and if the student answers the question right, I give them a kiss, and sometimes with nuts.
You're a monster!
Order! Order in my court! Order! Mr. Chu, you are a very sick man. Now tell me, how many students did he give kisses to?
Well, Your Honor, 5 students so far that we know of.
That is a lot of children. Mr. Chu, what made you think it was appropriate to do such a thing to children, causing them years of psychological harm?
I thought I would give them an incentive to want to learn, because every time they got the question right, they'd be like, Jackie Chu, give me a kiss. So I kept giving out kisses, and then sometimes they'd say, give me some with nuts. So then I'd give kisses with nuts in it. And so I just kept giving kisses and nuts.
As your attorney, I would advise you to stop talking.
Mr. Chu, I am sensing no remorse for your actions. Just handing out kisses as if they were candy.
Exactly.
Your Honor, may I have a moment with my client, please? Now listen here, you practically just admitted guilt. We're screwed!
But I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was give the kids kisses. The kids like the kisses!
Oh, I never should have become a public defender.
Mr. Chu, I already know you're guilty. Now I just need to know how guilty. Prosecutor, send in another one of the victims.
Cody, can you come in here, please?
Yeah, what's up?
The judge wants to ask you a few questions.
Now, young man, how many kisses did you receive from Mr. Chu?
Oh, I received a lot of kisses, but that's because I'm smart.
I received more kisses than you, Cody.
Yeah, well, that's probably because you're a girl and he felt bad for you.
Nuh-uh, and at least mine had more nuts.
Oh, no, I definitely had more nuts.
No, you didn't.
Oh, God.
Order. Mr. Chu, I know this is going to be very graphic to ask, but how did you select which students received nuts with their kiss?
It was random. Whatever my hand decided to pull out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mr. Chu, I am already planning on giving you the death penalty, but just to be sure beyond a reasonable doubt, Prosecutor, send in one more victim.
Jeffy, can you come in here, please?
Hey, everybody. What doing?
Now, Jeffy, is it true that you received a kiss from Mr. Chu?
I did.
And how many kisses did you receive?
Just one.
Now that's interesting. Penelope, you received multiple kisses, right?
Yeah.
And Cody, you received multiple kisses?
Yeah.
But Jeffy, you only received one kiss.
Yeah, I think it was a pity kiss because everyone else is smarter than me, and so they were just getting more and more kisses, and so I think the teacher felt bad, so he gave me a kiss.
Mr. Chu, we have now heard from three of your victims. Do you feel bad at all for what you've done?
No, I don't regret anything. I've been giving the kids in my classes kisses for years. The kids love the kisses. They especially love the kisses with the nuts in it. Big nut kiss.
I quit. That's it, Your Honor. Fry this son of a bitch.
I don't know what I did wrong.
Mr. Chu, you are clearly unable to tell right from wrong since you do not see what you did wrong, and that makes you a danger to society. Prosecutor, let me hear your closing statements before I bang this gavel as hard as I can and yell guilty at the top of my lungs.
Your Honor, I'm a father. Not a very good one, but I am a father. So today when my daughter came home from school and said, Daddy, Daddy, I got the most kisses from the teacher, I just couldn't believe it.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think I actually got the most kisses.
Shut up, Cody!
It's not a contest, kids. What happened to you today was wrong. That man is sick.
Well, I mean, I guess it wasn't good to have that many kisses before lunch.
I thought they were sweet, and at least nuts had protein.
Oh, Jesus! Your Honor, we're dealing with some serious Ted Bundy shit. This man is sick, and the fact that he's been doing it for this many years and the kids are just now coming forward, there's no telling how many lives he's ruined. Your Honor, I'm begging you, bang that gavel. Bang the shit out of that gavel, and send this man to the electric chair where he belongs.
I have had enough! Guilty! 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 Guilty. Mr. Chu, guilty. That is what you are. I sentence you to death by electric chair. No, by two electric chairs. No, by an entire electric bed with an electric toothbrush before you go to the electric bed. And then electric pillows and electric sheets and an electric bedtime story. Yes, you will be killed by electric bed and bedtime story tomorrow at midnight. Pay-per-view, $49.95. Then all of the money will go to the victims' families. Guilty.
Yes, justice. Honey, we got justice.
What the hell is happening?
Why is he gonna die for giving us kisses?
You're too young to understand, but someday you will. Come on, kids.
Oh, no.
Come on, you, you monster. Isn't this silly, folks? I was just the lawyer, and now I'm the bailiff. Isn't TV silly? Come on, let's get you to your cell.
All right, class. My name is Brooklyn Guy. I'm going to be your new teacher since your last teacher was a monster and now he's going to die. So I'm going to be teaching you until we can find a better replacement.
Are you going to give us kisses when we get questions right?
No. Kids, what he did to you was wrong, okay? There's not going to be any more kisses. You kids are going to need therapy to get over that.
But I see some kisses on the desk right there.
What are you talking about? What? But Hershey's Kisses? Almond? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Class, was your teacher giving you these kisses or kisses with his mouth?
The candy, Dad.
Yeah, the candy.
Yeah, I wish it was with his mouth.
Oh, dear God, kids. We're about to kill an innocent man. I have to go.
Any last words before we fry up?
I didn't know it was wrong to give kids kisses.
Wait. Don't pull it. Mr. Chu, I have a question for you. What kind of kisses were you giving the students?
Sometimes they had nuts, and sometimes they didn't have nuts.
No, I know that, but, like, what did the kisses look like?
They were little chocolate candies with aluminum foil wrapped around them.
Oh, my God. Oh, get them out of there. I'm an idiot.
What do you want to do today?
I don't know, Junior.
Yeah, I'm bored, dude.
Yeah. You guys want to invite all our friends over and have a playtime?
Yeah!
Oh, dude, that'd be sick!
It's been forever.
All right, Joseph, you be the wife.
Okay.
And Cody, you be the daughter.
Okay.
Let's invite all our friends!
Yeah!
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, hi, honey. How was work?
It was really stressful. We have a big meeting tomorrow, but I think I might make partner.
You're definitely gonna make partner. You're such a hard worker.
Wait, what are you cooking?
Only your favorite. Hot dogs!
Oh.
What's wrong?
Well, you know my favorite meal is hamburger, so I don't know why you would make hot dogs. It might be for someone else.
No. It's not for someone else. Look, we ran out of hamburger meat.
Oh, we ran out of hamburger meat. Well, maybe, just maybe, while I'm at work working my ass off, you can get off your fat ass and go to the grocery store and buy some hamburger meat. Or you can just cut it off your thigh since you're a cow.
How dare you, Julia? You know I've been trying to exercise more.
Exercise? Walking from the living room to the bedroom is not exercising. Go join a gym, you cow.
I'm not a cow! Why do you always have to ruin a perfectly good meal?
This is not a perfectly good meal. These are two small wieners.
Oh, don't talk about small wieners. You can't even keep your small wiener up for 30 seconds.
Because I have to look at your ugly face. That's why I turned you around, so I can laugh long.
Oh, I'm glad you're behind me, so I can imagine this Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You always bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Because his big muscles, though.
He doesn't have big muscles. He's fat now.
No, he's not. Don't ever say that. He's sexy. He's muscular. He's a governor. He's very well respected.
Terminator suck!
I can't believe you!
Dad, why are you eating cheese and crackers for dinner?
I'll tell you.
Here he goes.
So, Sally, what is my favorite thing to eat?
Cheeseburgers.
And what's on your plate?
A hot dog.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? The thing that came out of your vagina knows what I like to eat more than you do.
Every time you have to do this!
Because I would like to come home after a long day of work to my favorite meal, not this shit!
I told you we didn't have any hamburger meat!
Then all you do is sit on your asshole. They just go to the store and get the hamburger meat!
If you give me money!
I give you money and you spit out on the dinner!
Guys, can we please just not argue for one night?
Yeah, sure.
I guess so.
So, Sally, how was school?
It was okay.
Wait, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, I got a call from the school today, and it said that they handed out report cards. So where's your report card?
I lost it.
You lost it?
You didn't lose that report card, Sally. Where's that report card?
Yeah, grab the belt.
Oh, I'm getting that belt.
No, you don't need it. Oh, you don't need the belt.
Okay, so then what grade did you get?
Maybe it's better if you guys do argue.
What grade did you get, Sally?
I got 3 D's.
3 D's?
I can't believe you!
Well, 3 D's is still, not as many D's as your mom took in college.
At least I went to college!
You ain't went to college, a f***ing sorority party!
Guys, you're fighting again! Dad, can you pass the mustard?
No, you need some exercise. Grab it yourself.
Dad, I think the mustard's expired.
Oh, great. Well, the condiments wouldn't be expired if somebody would just go to the grocery store.
I would go to the grocery store if I had cash.
I give you money, but you keep spending it on Candy Crush.
It's the only thing that brings me satisfaction in this world.
Well, I feel bad for you then.
Well, Dad, can I get $5 for a field trip?
$5 for a field trip? I pay taxes. I pay for those schools. I shouldn't have to give any more money for field trips.
It's only $5, do you?
But it adds up.
Can I get $5 for a field trip? Can I get $25 for a backpack? Can I get $50 for a yearbook?
I guess I just won't go then. But the kids that don't go have to stay at school and do work.
Well, good. You need to work on your grades anyway. So where was this field trip gonna go?
The zoo.
The zoo!
Oh, why you got the mission in the zoo?
You live in a zoo. Look, there's the pig exhibit, there's the cow exhibit, and also there's the hippo exhibit, and it's also an aquarium. There's the whale exhibit.
Stop calling me animal shooter!
Okay, Shamu, I'll stop.
Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go to my room.
Yeah, you know what? Jog there so you can lose some weight.
You know what? Terminator's a good movie.
No, it's not! No, it's not!
Thank you, baby.
No, she's just like you. Both y'all are whores.
Oh, yeah, she's a smart whore, though.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go grab my beer, and I'm gonna go sleep on the couch.
You silly drunk, that's why you dropped it!
Oh no! What time is it? I'm gonna be late for my meeting! Oh my god, you didn't wake me up? I'm gonna be late to my meeting!
Well, I'm not a rooster, Junior. That wasn't on the list of animals you called me.
Okay, I don't have time to argue right now. Is breakfast ready?
Well, the eggs are almost done.
No, I need something to take with me to work.
Well, the toast is over there!
You burnt the toast!
Oh, I'm not a good multitasker. I'm trying to make the eggs right now!
You're not good at multitasking. Well, you were really good at multitasking when you banged the whole football team in high school.
Don't bring up high school, Bear Geek! I was a cheerleader, okay?
I don't have time for this right now. I'm gonna get a beer.
She's such a drunk!
Alright, everyone, thank you for coming to the meeting. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I stopped by Target on the way here and got me a coffee. Vanilla cream.
Ooh, nice choice, sir.
Thank you. Have you seen Junior?
He is not here, sir.
Alright, I guess we'll get started without him. You mind telling me why we shit the bed Tuesday after the bell?
Well, we did awesome on Tuesday morning, but by the time Tuesday afternoon came around, somebody tweeted the N-word, and yeah, we tanked.
Tweeted the N-word, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gets us every time.
I'm here, sir. I'm sorry I'm late. I was in traffic. There was a hot air balloon crash, and they had to detour the interstate.
Thank you for deciding to join us, Junior.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here. I'm ready to... I'm listening.
Are you fucking drunk?
Just a little bit. I'm just going to put my beer right there. I'm ready. I'm capable.
Listen to me. We have one of our biggest investors coming, PJ Crenshaw. And if you fuck me today, your ass is done. So don't fuck me.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Oh, he's here. He's here.
Oh, PJ Crenshaw.
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, so I just want to know, how are PJ's PJs selling?
Well, we have the numbers right here, as you can tell.
Sorry, I didn't spill it. There was nothing left. I was just trying to move the bottle so I could see the chart.
You lock that shit up right fucking now.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so as you see here, sales were going great Tuesday. And then by Tuesday after the bell, someone tweeted the N-word.
It was me. I thought of a genius marketing thing for your pajamas, Mr. PJ. Tell him what I said.
Yeah, he said, niggas love pajamas.
That's what I said.
He's not wrong, but he shouldn't have tweeted it.
I shouldn't have tweeted it, but then, if you notice, the sales got better because I tweeted an apology. Tell him what I said.
He said, I'm sorry, my niggas. I thought we all love pajamas.
Hashtag respect.
Yeah, hashtag respect.
Yeah, so if you notice, I am a genius. I'm like Papa John.
I
said the N-word.
Okay, look, all I need to know is how much money is going into PJ's pockets.
All right, Junior, you want to take the lead on that one?
Oh, yeah, I did the numbers last night. It's in my briefcase. I didn't bring it, but I got it all up in my noodle. Hold on. Let me think. What's the number?
Spit it out, Junior!
That 4.
4 what?
400, 4,000, 4 million.
Be specific, dude!
Listen, I didn't do it, but if you just let me go home and rest, I promise I'll get you your number by tomorrow.
Oh, you can go home and never come back here a fucking again.
I get to work from home like some COVID shit.
No, you're fucking fired! You're fucking me!
I can't get fired! I can't lose this job! Please don't fire me, sir, please!
Well, you're fired for coming to work drunk!
Oh, listen, Mr. PJ, please, talk to him. Tell him that I need the job. The country needs me here.
No, I'm sorry, man. You're jacking my C's.
You said handwork.
I can't do this anymore!
Sorry, Mr. PJ.
Ooh, I love me some Candy Crush. Oh, who could that be? Interrupting my Candy Crush.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I'm going door-to-door selling pedicures. Well, a whole spa package, really.
Ooh, well, I am a little tense, and I don't really spend money on myself. How much?
Well, for you, pretty lady, I'll give you a discount.
A discount? Well, come on in.
All right, ma'am. What we have here is the Spa Chair Deluxe. The way it works is this bucket here you fill it with nice, warm water. Then you soak those beautiful feet in it. And after that, I give it a nice, long massage.
Ooh, you're such a gentleman. You're so nice. But I got a better idea. How about you give me a full body massage in the shower?
Okay, ma'am.
Ooh, make sure to give a
Yes, ma'am.
Baby, you here?
That's a man right there.
Stop playing with the shower head on your hoo-ha and get out here and talk to me.
Junior, what are you doing home so early?
Is that your husband?
Well, you're cheating on me, you bitch!
I was just trying to sell her the spa package.
Oh, and it's a package, all right.
You're showering with another man! I'm gonna grab the knife!
You better get out of here!
You don't have to tell me twice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, where's the knife? Oh, I'm gonna kill this bitch.
Junior, put the knife down right now!
Oh, I'm gonna cut his dick off. Where
no,
is he?
You're not. You're not gonna cut anybody's dick off. You know you haven't been satisfying me for years, and you've been calling me cows and pigs, all types of animals.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot you're a pig. Like from Charlotte's Web. Hey, everyone, come see Wilbur.
Stop disrespecting me!
That's some pig. That's some bitch.
I can't believe you. All you do is disrespect me every chance you get. I want a divorce right now.
I want a divorce, too.
Well, you better tell our daughter.
I'll tell her right now. I'll tell her at dinner. So you better get your fucking stupid dinner ready because the last dinner you ever cook.
Dad, why are you not eating?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, well, how was work?
You f***ing bitch.
But what?
You told her, didn't you?
Told her what?
That I lost my job.
You lost your job?
Yeah, I lost my job. What about it?
Is it because you're drunk?
No, I lost my job because my boss found out I was married to a pig and said that bestiality is illegal.
Oh, don't blame me for your drunken antics, Junior.
Yeah, listen, Sally, that's why I'm not eating. I can't afford food.
Well, Dad, why don't you just get a new job? The ice cream truck down the street is hiring.
I'm not working at no stupid ice cream truck. I used to be a CFO.
Junior, isn't there something you need to tell Sally?
Yes, so me and your mother want to be mature about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's something we want to tell you. I caught your mom getting banged in the shower today.
What did that? That did not happen!
Yeah, it happened. She was bending over. I don't know why she was eating hot dogs because she got one in the shower. And her
your mom needs loving too, okay?
Yeah, from a salesman. You get bent over in the shower.
Your dad is not giving me loving, so we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, we're getting a divorce.
Well, that's probably good. You guys aren't happy anyway.
Well, there's something else we need to tell you. We're going to continue to live with each other because we can't afford another house.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to try not to argue.
Yeah.
But when she sees me bringing some hot babe, she's going to get jealous.
You pay for the
okay, well, you know, you're going to get a guy who's shoving his in your...
Wait, come on. He was pleasing me. Oh. He was pleasing me way better than you.
So where's that place that said he's hiring?
Oh, Thomas, you're such a gentleman.
Oh, I'm just doing my duty, ma'am. Now let's get you some ice cream.
Well, you don't think I'm fat?
No, I think you're perfect just the way you are.
Aww.
Hello? Does anyone work here?
Welcome to the ice cream scoop. What can I do for you?
Junior, is that you working at an ice cream truck? How pathetic.
Now, honey, let's not be rude.
What, honey? Wait, are you dating him now?
Of course I am. He's a better man than you.
Okay, well, what do you guys want? Because you know you don't have to go buy ice cream. You're dating a cow.
All right, Cal, come on. Get in the blender.
Moo.
Yeah, it's time for you to die. Get in there.
Moo.
Yeah, you gotta be a cheeseburger.
Moo.
Oh, God, it's like they know they're gonna die. Come on, get in the blender. Go,
moo.
Go,
moo.
Go.
Moo. 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 Moo.
How incredibly sad. Next! Ooh, a double quarter pounder with cheese. That was a good cow. Oh, no, not another mad cow. No. You're not going to be a cheeseburger. You're going in the incinerator.
What the hell's going on here?
This cow has mad cow disease, so I got to burn him.
No, you're not. You're going to make him into a cheeseburger.
But people are going to get sick.
I don't care. Ronald McDonald only cares about making a profit. Now get in the blender. Now get in the blender. Now sell it.
Jeffy, get in here. I got you McDonald's for dinner.
Marvin, where's mine?
You're vegan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, dang, you got me McDonald's for dinner? Pee-pee, Daddy. Pee-pee.
Eat your McDonald's, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Usually you give me green beans for dinner.
Not this time.
Marvin.
Daddy, we need to go back to McDonald's because the fuckhead that worked there put a can of green beans in the box instead of the double quarter pounder.
That was me.
Daddy, you know I hate green beans.
Jeff, you have to clear up that mess right now.
The hot food.
Marvin, where's his double quarter pounder with cheese?
I ate it. I'm going to eat the Big Mac, too.
Marvin, give him the Big Mac.
But I'm so hungry.
That's not fair, Marvin. Give him the Big Mac.
All right, Jeffy, eat the Big Mac.
All right. Oh, no, it's good, Daddy.
Damn, Jeff, you ate that fast. Was it good?
It fucking sucked!
Well, Jeffy, calm down. What's wrong with you?
fucking pissed!
Marvin, his eyes are all red. Is something wrong with him?
It's Jeffy. There's always something wrong with him.
Jeffy, use your words. What's wrong?
Fuck you, bitch!
Jeffy, go to your room! He must have cracked out on all the sugar from the McDonald's.
Marvin, do you hear that noise?
It's Jeffy. Let's go check on him.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Jeffy, stop it!
Fuck this wall!
Jeffy, come here! Hold still, Jeffy!
Let me go! Melt my little letters!
Okay, I just put Jeffy in a straitjacket. I'm gonna call a doctor to find out what's going on.
I hope Jeffy's okay.
Hey there, somebody call it. Excuse me, I was speaking. How incredibly rude. You know what? I'm gonna leave.
No, we need your help.
But he shouted at me.
That's why we called you. He won't stop shouting.
Well, maybe he's just rude.
No, look how mad his eyes are.
Oh yeah, he does have very mad red eyes. You know, I haven't seen eyes that mad since Mad Eyes McGee.
Mad Eyes McGee?
Yeah, he's this guy I went to high school with who had very mad eyes. Do you want to know why his eyes were so mad?
Can you explain it really quick?
No. I have to explain it with this lovely little animation. So come on, relax, grab a drink, go on this journey with me. So when I was in high school, there was this guy named Mad Eyes McGee whose eyes were always mad. Everyone in school always wondered why his eyes were so mad. No matter what he did, he was mad. We went to the water park, mad. We got ice cream, mad. He got all A's on his report card, mad. He met the Pope, mad. Won the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody Go-Go Cruise and met Zach and Cody and Mr. Mosby, mad. Found out in 1991 Mr. Mosby killed someone in a DUI accident because his blood alcohol content was 3 times the legal limit and he was sentenced to 5 years in jail but got out and won because he was good at acting. That's true, look it up. But that made him mad. He asked a girl out and she said yes. Mad. He won prom king. Mad. He won the high school football championship. Mad. For his 16th birthday, his parents got him a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon and guess what? Mad. Nothing seemed to make this dude happy. And I just couldn't take it anymore. So one day I asked him, Mad-Eyes McGee, why are you so mad? And it turned out he had a stick up his ass. Not like the saying, either. I mean like an actual stick up his ass, just stuck up there. So he wouldn't let anyone take it out, so me and my friends got an idea. We decided to play tug of war, and I stood behind him. And when it was time to pull, I didn't pull the rope, I pulled the stick out of his ass. But when it came out, it ruptured his colon, and he had to get a colostomy bag. Then he was really Mad-Eyes McGee. Man, I just feel bad for making him have to poop in a bag for the rest of his life. I just thought if I pulled the stick out of his ass, it might make him happier. I guess I should have just left it up there. Anyway, you think your son might have a stick up his ass?
You can check.
Okay.
Hemorrhoids!
Well, I don't see the stick, but I do see the hemorrhoids.
Okay, so what's making him so mad?
Well, what was he doing before he got mad?
He was eating McDonald's.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, you're telling me those French fries are cold? I've been eyeing them, and I didn't have dinner.
You can have one.
Okay. Let's try that out. Ew, it's all cold and squishy. Icky.
Okay, why is he mad?
Well, what was he eating from McDonald's?
A cheeseburger.
Oh, no. He could have mad cow disease.
How do you get mad cow disease?
From eating meat from a cow with mad cow disease.
Okay, so what makes you think he has mad cow disease?
Well, he has mad eyes like a mad cow would have.
Moo!
And he just mooed.
Is there a cure?
Well, the only cure I can think of is if he ate meat from a very happy cow. A cow so happy that its happy meat somehow overpowered all the mad meat.
Well, go get a happy cow.
Okay, but first I have to go tell the news to make sure nobody else eats McDonald's and gets infected.
Breaking news, McKay. Do not eat at McDonald's. There is a case of mad cow disease from someone who ate at their restaurant. Eat somewhere else instead until they can get the disease under control.
Who the shit is calling me? Hello? Where do you want? I'm trying to sleep!
Hey, Ronald, it's me, Steve.
Steve! Baby, what's going on, Stevie? Steve, you trying to hit the strip club? Stripper Steve? Big old big stripper titties in your face, Steve? Motorboat is shit! Steve!
No, Ronald, we're in very serious trouble.
What, did somebody let Grimace out of his cage again?
No.
Okay, well, is the Burger King making some bullshit commercial saying his food is better than mine, Steve?
No.
Okay, well, stop flapping your lips, Steve, because I'm starting to get impatient!
Well, apparently, we sold somebody a burger that was infected with mad cow disease.
Okay, give him a refund.
Well, Ronald, I think this is more serious than a refund.
Okay, then write him a check for like $2 million or some shit. Settle out of court as shit, Steve! You know how we do it, baby. We'll be back in 15 minutes or less.
But, Ronald, more people are going to get sick.
Hey, Steve, Steve, Steve. You remember that stupid-ass, dumb-ass old lady that spilled coffee on herself and then tried to settle out of court? So we did the same thing, Steve. I'm starting to think we should put a warning label